holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done around your house. You got a reno in mind for 23? Give us a call at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. You got a project you're trying to get done now, maybe before the next week or so, before the end of the year arrives? Give us a call, 888-666-3974, or click the blue microphone button on moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you know, a warm fire from a wood stove or a fireplace can add some comfort to a chilly day, of course. But did you guys know that not all firewood delivers the same level of heat? Some firewood just doesn't put out as much heat as other types. So we're going to share tips on how you can select the best firewood for your comfort and your safety.
All right, that's good to know. And if your roof starts to leak when the snow starts to melt, you might have a common problem known as an ice dam. We're going to share the solution to avoiding serious damage and maybe even how to get your homeowner's insurance company to pay for it.
And did you guys know that according to the CDC, many of us are actually not cleaning and disinfecting our homes the right way? So we're going to share a simple tip to help make sure you're actually getting rid of the bacteria and viruses on the hard surfaces in your house.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all of your projects, big and small. So reach out. We're standing by.
Hey, what do you guys want to do in the year ahead? Outside projects, inside projects? We want to know because we can help. Reach out to us right now. The number again is 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading out to Maine, where we've got Jamie on the line, who's got a question about refinishing a wood floor. How can we help you?
We have a 100-year-old house, over 100-year-old house, 800 square feet, and the flooring, I just didn't want to spend time, you know, sanding it all down, and I was looking for something to, you know, easily kind of refinish it, give it a nice look, but not spend a whole lot of time on it.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Is the flooring hardwood?
Yes.
Okay. Is it physically in good shape? In other words, is it cracked? Is the existing finish worn down to the raw wood, or is it just sort of dull?
No, it's just dull. It's not worn down at all, but it's just very dull.
Okay.
And I just want to spruce it up.
Okay. So here's what you can do. So you don't have to sand it down to the raw wood if it's like that. You can basically lightly sand the surface and then refinish it. And there's a couple of different machines that you can do that with, but the most common one is simply a floor buffer. Like the machines that you see in commercial buildings or the mall with the round disc on the bottom of it, except instead of a polishing pad or a scrubbing pad, you put a sanding screen on that, and that's a piece of a material that's kind of like a window screen is what it looks like, and it comes in different grits. And you use that to sand the surface of the floor. Of course, you've got to take all the furniture out like usual, and you're going to have to hand sand against the walls. But you're basically going to use that to abrade that surface, and this is going to take off a little bit of the finish and get it ready for the new finish. Now, once you do that, you're going to vacuum it very, very thoroughly. I like to do a damp mop step where I don't get it wet, but I just use the damp mop, slightly damp, to pull off any final bit of dust off of that thing, let it dry really well. And then you apply the urethane. I would use oil-based urethane. Don't use the water-based. Don't use the latex-based. It just doesn't wear. And what you're going to want to do is cut in on the outside perimeter. You do that with a brush. So you're going to go in a few inches all the way around by hand. And then what you do is you apply the rest with a lamb's wool applicator, which is a piece of lamb's wool that has like a wood block that it's sort of attached to, and then like a stick like you would have like on a mop. And this lamb's wool applicator allows you to, you can pour a little urethane on, and I usually put it in a paint tray, and I dip the lamb's wool into the paint tray. It fits just perfectly inside of that, and I sort of mop it on very carefully and work my way across the room, and then I leave. And I usually like to at least double the drying time to make sure it's really, really dry, and I'll put on a second coat definitely, and sometimes even a third coat. The key is to make sure it's super dry, because if you put it on and it's tacky, it will remain tacky, and you'll have to take it all the way down to the wood at that point. So I think just a light sanding and some new urethane is all you need. Typically with my floors, I'll do that 3 or 4 times for the every time that I have to sand something down to raw wood. I can go 3 or 4 more times when I'm just refinishing the surface like that, because there's really no reason to sand that wood unless it's physically damaged.
Okay, so that's good to know, because I was just afraid I'd have to take everything down and get right down to the wood, which I've hired contractors to do at another place, and it's just a lot of work.
Right. Yeah, it definitely is a lot of work. It's the kind of thing that you got to have somebody that's really good and knows how to handle that. You know, we just did a floor in an apartment that we bought as an investment property, and I got to tell you, this is a 1906 building. That floor was in a terrible condition. It was cracked. It was checked. It was painted in some places. It had some really terrible repairs done to it, and I hired a really good floor refinishing guy to do that work, and I'll tell you what, it was an amazing transformation when it was done. But I definitely, even with my skills, probably couldn't have done as good of a job, because he knew exactly what he was doing. And even with the repairs, this guy hand-finished the new wood that we used to match the old wood, like hand-stained it, so it blended in nicely. It didn't have a lighter piece and a darker piece, and it really came out good. But it's a job that takes a lot of skill. It seemed like easy just renting those machines and doing it yourself, but if you get it wrong, you're going to damage that floor. But in your case, you don't have to do that. If your floor is in good structural condition, you can just lightly sand it and then refinish it from there. I've got a post on moneyfit.com, by the way, with the step-by-step on how to do that, so you can look it up there as well.
Okay, great. Cool. Thanks very much.
Good luck, Jamie.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Heading to Texas, we've got Milena on the line who's working on a wood stove. Tell us about it.
We just had electrical installed. All new electrical in the home that we're flipping, and we're going to install a wood stove. Would that wood stove harm the electrical behind the wall?
Well, not if it's installed properly. You have to have a heat shield behind the wood stove. Depending on how close it is to the wall, that determines, you know, how much of a heat shield you need. Now, if you have no heat shield at all, that wood stove has to be 3 feet away from the wall in most areas. There is, however, a heat shield assembly that's available, which is kind of like, it's sort of like a piece of metal that is mounted on the wall, but has spacers behind it so that air moves behind this piece of metal that provides the shielding of the wall. Because aside from harming electrical wires, you got to remember that you've got wood framing there and it's fire hazard. So safety is really, really important when you install a wood stove. So you either have to have the minimum required distance between the stove and the wall, or you have to have heat shields, or both. So just make sure that whoever's doing the installation is familiar with this principle, Marlena, and it'll be safe and your wires will be fine.
Okay, and I was thinking about making like a wood frame and then laying like a sheet metal on the back. Would that be safe?
Well, here's the thing. It sounds to me like you're trying to invent a heat shield, and I don't think you should do that. It's not sort of the thing that you hack together. I've seen it done this way, but it's not recommended. Here's where you start. The manufacturer of your wood stove is going to have a specification for heat shields, and I would start with that. So if you don't happen to have the manual anymore, all of those manuals are online somewhere on the internet. Just Google it and look at their recommendations for installation, in particular when it comes to the heat shield. As long as you follow that manufacturer's spec, then I'm comfortable that the job will be done right. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. I can't believe it. We are celebrating. We're having a great time. We're gathering with family and friends. And we're happy to have everybody back into our homes. And that's where we come in, helping you make your home the best it can be. So reach out even during the holiday seasons. We can help you tackle a few last projects before the guests come a-knockin'. Just ahead, the right firewood for your fireplace or wood stove can deliver more heat and be safer to use. But which one's the right wood? So we're going to explain what you need to be looking for next.
You live in a money pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deiss Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeissCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Fear not, we are here to help.
That's right. We found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list. Omaha Steaks. We love them, you'll love them, and your friends will definitely love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
The Omaha Steak experts have put together several gift packages and are offering everything at 50% off. Plus, you can save another $40 off by using the promo code MONEYPIT.
Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, the air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash.
Is that a hint, Tom?
Well, maybe.
All right. So beat the shipping rush, you guys, and go to omahasteaks.com today. Save 50% off site-wide and use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $40 off. That's omahasteaks.com.
Minimum order may be required.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this holiday weekend? You guys have some fun projects happening? You're taking on a good project? You're thinking about what you might do in the new year? Maybe you're just getting ready for your family to pop over? Well, whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. And truly, guys, if you can dream it, you can for sure build it, and we can help. So be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, the West Coast has been certainly getting pounded with their fair share of snowfall, especially Utah. Now, us East Coast skiers, we're pretty jealous about all that snowfall that's happening over there. But Dylan, who lives in Utah, is pretty tired of shoveling. So what do you got going on over there, Dylan, besides snow?
Yeah, you know, we've been getting, just like you said, we've been getting hit with a lot of snow. Actually, I woke up this morning to 12 inches of new snow overnight, and where I'm located, just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah, and Cottonwood Heights, we're at the base of the Wasatch Mountains, which, on average, those mountains can see 500 inches of snow. So we see a fair share of snowstorms, and, you know, I have to break out the shovel pretty much, just lived outside of this plane with a bag of salt next to it. So, but, you know, my question for you guys today is I'm looking at it in this upcoming spring. I really want to replace my driveway, and you know, with the amount of snow we got, you know, season in and out and all the way through spring, we get it. So we're looking and thinking about doing a heated driveway. Just seeing if you guys have any recommendations or any experience there.
Sure. You know, it's basically, it's kind of like a radiant floor heating system where you put the heating cables underneath the driveway, or you can embed them in the concrete. It could be underneath like a brick driveway, or it could be embedded in the concrete when it's poured. Of course, you got to do it very carefully. And then when it gets cold, you click it on and it warms up the driveway and everything melts. The thing you have to consider is the cost of operation. And for that, you're going to want to think about how many square feet you need to heat. Sometimes folks will heat the entire driveway. Sometimes folks will heat a portion of the driveway. Sometimes folks will only heat where the tire tracks are, sort of that split between the two tires, that width. And you'll see sometimes that you'll see driveways that have you know, no snow right there, but a lot of snow around it. And that's often because that's where they chose to put the heating cables in an effort to control costs. There's a company called Warmly Yours that we know well because of their radiant floor systems for interiors, especially bathrooms, which is super nice. But they actually make an exterior product too. And one thing I like is that on their website, they have a calculator so that you can actually figure out what the cost of operation is. Now, you know, what most folks will do is be weigh this against the cost of paying for snow removal and, you know, kind of seeing where you end up on that. But, you know, it's essentially just that. You put these cables underneath. They come like sort of wound together in like a mat and in the concrete itself. And then they have the circuitry inside the house, and you turn it on and off. You can do it based on the temperature, or you can do it just based on an on-off switch. But you really want to calculate that operating cost, because you don't want to find that, yeah, you got no snow, but it's now costing you $1,000 a month in electricity costs to have no snow. So it's really going to be a trade-off on those two things.
But, I mean, you won't have to shovel.
Yeah.
Yes, there is that. Yeah. Or you could buy a snowblower. Now, I'm guaranteeing those listening that we will not have any major snowstorms in the Northeast area. And I can tell you that with absolute confidence. You know why? Because I bought a brand-new two-stage snowblower. It's ready. It's good to go. It's sitting in my garage. I'm ready to take it out. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to happen.
You've cursed us all.
Only those in my area. You're still going to get plenty of snow there at the bottom of the Wasatch Mountain, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yeah, I've heard about, you know, potentially doing a boiler system, but I think that sounds like a lot better of a system.
Well, yes, you can do a hot water hydronic system, but then again, you got to deal with, you know, frozen. You would be in antifreeze in there, so it wouldn't freeze. But still, you still got to pay for the water to be heated, for the heating coil to kind of bring it up. It's electric, or for the water to be heated if it's a hydronic system. So, to me, I think the electric system makes a lot more sense. And I could see it being used like on a porch and on steps where safety's an issue. You'd have to really be annoyed and unable to do any snow shoveling to do the whole driveway, because it's going to cost you a bundle.
Yeah. But pretty awesome product, though.
Absolutely. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, a warm fire from a wood stove or a fireplace is certainly the hallmark of the holiday season, but you need to be careful when you're choosing firewood. You know, the wrong fuel can damage your wood-burning stove, and it can also leave dangerous levels of creosote on the walls of that fireplace chimney. Now, you never want to burn trash, driftwood, or even treated woods. You always want to use seasoned wood for the best heat release and minimal creosote buildup. And that's really how you prevent the chances of a chimney fire. You have to be certainly careful about what you burn into your fireplace or your wood stove for safety purposes.
So what is your preferred wood seasoning, Leslie? A little salt? Perhaps a bit of garlic?
Yes, I like the barbecue spice.
Well, look, freshly cut wood contains up to about 45% water. So when we say seasoned wood, we're basically saying wood that's sat out for a while. So it's down to about 20 or 25%. The harder the wood you choose, the better. So that's why you want to burn oak or maple, but not pine or fir. The harder the wood, the longer it burns, and the more heat it actually gives out.
Yeah, and you also want to make sure that that wood is dry. It's got to have been cut for at least 6 months before you're going to use it. I mean, a year is even better, but 6 months for sure will do. It really does take that much time from the sun and the wind to get rid of all of that extra moisture. And, you know, Mother Nature takes care of that for you. So the longer you let it sit, the better it will be for the fire.
Yeah, and that's why we split firewood as well, because it gives it more surface area, which means more evaporation, so it will dry even more quickly.
Paula in Ohio is on the line. Paula, what can we do for you today?
Me and my husband have an older house. It was built like in 1950, and the woodwork through the whole house, it's all interconnected, the door frames, everything, and we want to sell the house, so we're trying to find what would be the best and the cheapest solution to fixing that woodwork without having to replace it all.
So what's going on with the woodwork? Is it just worn? Is it just heavily painted? I mean, what exactly is your problem with your woodwork?
Yeah, it's worn. It's like, I think somebody that lived there before us had a dog.
Oh, boy.
Some of it's been chewed on. And it's like we would replace. You can't replace parts of it because you can't get the stain to match, and we don't really know what to do to make it look better to get it ready to sell.
So is this molding kind of like fancy molding in terms of if you were to fill in some of the grooves and the digs in it, could you paint it and have it look halfway decent, or do you think you have to replace it?
I think some of it we'd have to replace it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what you're up against. If it's painted now, you're going to probably want to replace it with a paint-grade molding. And I think if the areas that are really damaged, you mentioned dog damage. I mean, if it's chewed on, then you may just want to pull that piece off and replace it. But, I mean, a coat of paint can do wonders with something like that. I don't know if there's a way to kind of decorate around it, and it would be an awful lot of work to replace all that trim. Certainly a possibility, but it's a big job to pull all that trim off and replace it. So I think all you can really hope to do at this point is to clean it up, prime it, because that will give you a better paint finish, and then just put a top coat of paint on it and kind of call it a day. Leslie, do you have any other suggestions, or do you think that's about it?
No, I really think, you know, priming and painting it really is the best solution, because once you get into replacing all of the trim work, I mean, first of all, it's a tremendous expense, and it's a lot of work, and you end up cutting and mitering, and it can be more complicated, whereas paint is a simple fix for now. At least you can start there and see if it's something that you like and can, you know, live with and work with decor-wise. And if not, then you can at least explore the future options.
Okay, great.
Does that help you out?
That helps me out a lot.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, you guys. Hey, did you know that heavy snow followed by some warmer days, and certainly this country has seen its fair share of snow this season, you get those warm days when that snow starts to melt, and you can end up with ice dams and then serious leaks inside the house. So we're going to share a solution and how you can get your homeowner's insurance company to help pay for those repairs when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? while time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, with steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And a very happy holidays, everyone. We hope that you're enjoying this season of friendship and family and gift-giving and all the good things that happen around the end of the year and the beginning of the next. And as you move into the next year, if you've got questions about projects, because perhaps improving your house is a resolution on your to-do list, you can always reach out to us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions on moneypit.com.
Well, if your roof starts to leak when the snow starts to melt, you could have a common problem known as an ice dam. Now, there's a solution to avoiding serious damage, and you might even get your homeowner's insurance company to pay for it.
Yeah, so first, here's what we mean by an ice dam. When you get a heavy snow, and that's followed by warm, sunny days, that melted snow will often freeze up at the roof edge and create a dam, literally a dam that's made of ice. And that dam will stop the flow of water, which now, having nowhere else to go, decides to do a U-turn and back up into your house by going underneath your shingles. And then it leaks in along the outside wall of your house, and it makes a real mess. Now, to stop that from happening, in principle, it's pretty simple. You need to keep the entire roof at the same temperature as the eaves. And to accomplish that, you want to do three things. Increase your attic ventilation, add insulation, and seal off those places where warm air from your house escapes up to the attic.
Yeah, but let's talk about insulation and ventilation first. Now, more insulation on the attic floor is going to keep that heat where it belongs, but most homes need about 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass insulation. If you don't have that much, you should be adding more. Plus, it's also smart at this time to improve your attic ventilation. Now, if you're working out there, you might as well do this if you don't already have this. A ridge vent paired with continuous soffit vents is going to circulate that cold air under the entire roof, and that really helps keep everything going where it's supposed to.
And lastly, and this is an easy one, you want to seal the attic stairs or the attic hatch. An unsealed attic hatch is really a massive opening for heat to escape and then warms the underside of your roof and increases the melting and leaking snow. So make sure your attic stairs, your hatches are both insulated, so you have insulation on top of that area. And secondly, they have some sort of a weather stripping gasket around the opening, and that's going to keep the heat in your house where it belongs, which is inside your house and not up in your attic where it gets wasted.
So, Tom, though, is there a way that you can build your roof that you can avoid developing an ice dam in the first place?
Yeah, there is, and it comes down to a product that's called, very simply, Ice and Water Shield. Now, it's a roofing material that is about 3 feet wide, and you put it along the lower edge of the roof before you put on the roof shingles. So you have the plywood sheathing, then you put in the ice and water shield, and then you start putting the shingles and the tar paper and everything else on top of that. And the reason you only do it for that first 3 feet is because that's where the ice dams form, right? So if water does the back up, it's not going to be able to get through the ice and water shield. It'll get under the shingles, it'll get under the tar paper, but when it hits that ice and water shield, it has sort of a rubbery sealant sort of capability to it, and even seals around the nail. So having Ice and Water Shield, it's required in certain parts of the country, the northern parts of the country, but I think it's smart to use it no matter where you're replacing the roof, because frankly, it doesn't add that much expense.
Now, I mean, is this sort of something that an insurance company might consider as a preventative project, so maybe you could get some money back or get them to pay for it, since potentially you'd be saving them thousands of dollars from a bigger repair?
Well, actually, you can get them to pay for it, but not for the reasons you stated. The reason that they'll pay for it is because storm damage, like snow that forms into leaks in your roof, well, that's typically a covered repair, a covered issue with a lot of homeowners' policies. And to fix that, you need to tear the roof off. You can't just do a little patch repair. You end up having to tear the whole roof off. So I've seen insurance companies have to pay for entire new roofs because a roof failed due to ice dams. You can't just repair a section. You got to do the whole thing. So, yeah, you could get your insurance company to pay for it. They're not necessarily looking to save themselves money, but look, if it's storm damage, which a snowstorm is, and then it starts to leak, well, that's something that's covered.
Well, with all this chilly weather, nobody likes chilly tootsies. John in Wisconsin is dealing with some cold feet on a cold floor. What's going on?
Hi, I have a little room off the front of my home, which is over some cinder block wall area with the in a crawl space, I guess would be properly to describe it.
Okay.
And there's no heat to it, and I have no way to insulate the floor, I guess. What is my options to get away from the cold floor?
So do you have access to the crawl space?
I'm afraid I do not.
Okay. That is a bit of a challenge. And did you say that this room is not heated now?
It is. It is just connecting off of my living room. It's kind of the entranceway to my living room, the front door, and then there's a little closet area there. So there's no heat except for the air transfer.
Like a foyer, yeah. Okay.
Correct.
So I'll give you two options. First of all, you really should have access to this crawl space area if there's a way that you can provide it by breaking through that block wall and putting in an access space. I can see a lot of reasons to have that. But in this case, you'd be able to insulate that space fully from below. Now, if you can't do that, another thing that you could think about doing is you could put an additional layer of insulation above that floor. There is a type of subfloor that is designed for basements, and it helps make cold basement slabs warm and comfortable. It's called dry core subfloor, and then they have a version called subfloor plus.
Okay.
The thing that's unique about this product is they have an air gap technology that keeps the subfloor part of it up off the floor underneath. Now, in your case, you're not going on top of concrete, although I'm thinking this could work as well because the subfloor plus has a layer of insulation under it. So this would help put not only some airspace, but also a layer of insulation between the present floor and your too cold feet as you're feeling it right now. It's not exactly how it's designed to be used, but I think it may work. As I said earlier, it's typically used on a basement floor that's very cold and you want to finish it, and it makes it nice and warm and cozy, and it stays up off the concrete surface so you don't get any dampness or moisture.
That's great advice. I actually have my back door is that exact similar situation. It is on a concrete slab, and it's cold also. But I will make access to that front crawl space, and it is a great idea. And I am a contractor, and I tell you what, I love your show. I get a lot of good tips from you guys. I keep up the good work.
Well, thanks very much, John, and good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. Hey, did you know that according to the CDC, many of us are not cleaning and disinfecting our homes the right way? And given that we are having a lot of people over this time of year and, you know, COVID's still out there, as much as I want to pretend it doesn't exist anymore, it's still out there. So we're going to share a simple tip that can help make sure you're getting rid of bacteria and viruses in your house so you can enjoy your company now.
Live in a Money Pit.
This holiday season, family and friends will be filling the house. So don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes presented by Omaha Steaks and LG. You can win over $1,000 in prizes.
And that includes a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. The 7-cubic-foot unit is Energy Star certified and the perfect size for storing extra holiday food for family and friends this holiday season and all year long.
Plus, we're giving away a whole bunch of $100 gift cards for Omaha Steaks, which make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays.
And just for entering, you'll receive a special promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $40 off plus free shipping off your order.
So start celebrating. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You could even earn bonus entries for sharing the sweeps with friends. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N-P-U-R-E-Deals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. For the holiday season, I like to make sure my freezer is filled, and that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We stock up on the mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
Mmm, I love Omaha Steaks, too, even when Tom's not doing the cooking. They also make a great gift, perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. And you know what else is perfect? Right now they're having an amazing 50% off sale site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, you can take another $40 off your order and get free shipping when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
So don't wait. These packages are already chock full of great steaks, chicken, and more. And now you'll also get them at a great price, 50% off and a $40 discount just for using promo code MONEYPIT.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com now to save 50% off site-wide and another $40 off when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this holiday season? You got some home improvement questions for us, but, you know, maybe you've got a question that you think, I don't know where to turn to help, and I don't know how to reach Tom and Leslie when they're not on the radio all the time. Well, come on, guys. You can call us anytime, but also, we can help you on the Money Pit podcast, which means you can listen whenever you want, wherever you want, and you get new episodes twice a week. How awesome is that?
You can follow the Money Pit podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Eden in Arizona on the line who's got a question about a garbage disposal. What's going on?
My question is that every time we turn on the garbage disposal, the sink that is next to the sink that has the disposal in it has all this yucky stuff come up through the drain up into that sink. And we had a guy come out to adjust the garbage disposal for a different reason, and I hoped somehow that would fix it, but it's still doing it. So basically, I turn on the garbage disposal, and everything that's in the garbage disposal goes into the other sink. So it's really gross.
So if your garbage disposal, if you have a double sink and the disposal is backing up into the other sink, that means that that main drain line is somehow obstructed and the water is trying to get down there, but it just can't. And because it can't, the only place it has to go is back into your sink. And because the drain on that side is the path of least resistance, it's going to bubble up there and bring all of that gunk that the garbage disposal ground up. So this is a situation where you're going to have to clear that drain. Now, it is a little trickier when you have a double sink because you have to block one sink so that your air, so that when you actually use a plunger, it doesn't just try to like push air out that side. So you block, say, the disposal side, and you could put like a rubber jar opener or something like that across that sink and hold it in place while you plunge the other side to see if we can get that pipe moving. Now, if that's not enough to clear it, at that point you'll need to have a drain cleaning service come in. But if it's properly cleared, it should not be backing up into the opposite sink. It's just a simple matter of fixing a clogged drain.
Well, we're all doing our best to keep our homes clean and safe from viruses and bacteria these days. But did you know that germs can hide beneath dirt and grease on surfaces where disinfectants can't reach them? Well, they can, and that's what the CDC is saying. They're reminding us that we need to clean before we disinfect. I mean, I kind of thought they were the same thing, but this is a good point.
Yeah, and here's why. I mean, think of it this way. If you're baking a cake, there's a good chance your counter is covered in residue from eggs and flour and sugar and other ingredients. This can also be a recipe that leads to salmonella contamination, which can make you pretty sick. So if you want to eliminate the risk, it's important to clean the counter first with an all-purpose cleaner to remove all that visible dirt, and then you can disinfect to eliminate any lingering germs. Now, the same thing applies to greasy messes, like grease on the stove. You've got to clean to remove the grease first and then disinfect. Otherwise, you're actually leaving, and this is kind of gross, a layer of bacteria or viruses underneath the grease. So It's sort of like a bacteria sandwich, and that may never come in contact with your disinfectant, so it's just going to stay there.
Ugh, that's really gross when you think about it. Now, you have to remember that not all of your disinfectants are created equal, so you have to be sure to follow the label directions for proper disinfecting procedures, especially when it comes to something called dwell time. Now, dwell time is the amount of time a disinfectant has to stay on that surface in order to effectively kill germs. And get this, it can be anywhere between 2 minutes and 10 minutes. And it's not just a quick spritz and you're done. It's got to sit there, and then it does its job, and then you wipe it away. So it's like you really have to read the directions. It's not so much like, oh, spray and clean, and we're all good.
Yeah, and here's an example of how that just goes terribly wrong. Now, you like to go out to a nice restaurant once in a while, right?
Yeah, sure do.
How many times have you gone, maybe had a reservation, they say, oh, Mr. Segretti, your table will be ready in just a moment. And then you watch the staff go over to the table, and they're cleaning the plates away, and then they take the bottle, and they spritz, 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 they wipe, 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 and they go, okay, good to go, right? Well, guess what? No dwell time there, right? So any disinfectant that was part of that solution didn't have a chance to work. You're sitting down at a table that is not fully disinfected, hence not fully cleaned, and you're ready to start a new meal with it. So there's a lot of lack of knowledge about the way this works. Now, you can, to your point earlier, have a combination product that's a cleaner and a disinfectant, which is fine, but that doesn't change the requirement for the dwell time. It's got to sit there to do its job before it's really disinfected.
I'm always more concerned about the you know, questionable towel that they're using to clean the tables. I'm like, huh, where'd that come from? How long have you been using it? Oh, well, time to eat. I'm hungry. Let's sit down. This is the Money Pit. Hey, guys, if you've got an old house with old insulation, or maybe your house has no insulation at all, we are going to tell you how you can restore the comfort to your chilly home when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit. Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Comfortable. So think about priority in terms of where you're putting the insulation, and if the walls are truly empty of insulation, blowing in is an option.
All right, now we've got a question from Jessica who wants to know, why are my plumbing pipes in the wall making a knocking sound after I turn on the hot water in the bathtub?
Well, there are 2 common causes of plumbing pipe noise. The first is expansion, and the second is what's known as water hammer. But because your noise occurs only when running hot water, the culprit is probably expansion of the pipes. You know, copper pipes are often not snugly attached to the wood studs in your wall, and they rub on that wood as it expands. And that can create a sound that is sometimes described as a knock or a bang or even a drip. And the other plumbing pipe noise, water hammer, happens when the faucet is turned off. Water is very heavy. If you think about it, it weighs about 8 pounds per gallon. As it runs through the pipe and then you turn off the water, it picks up some speed, and then the force of all that shakes the pipe when it's turned off. So the solution then is to simply secure the pipe to the frame, and also to install, if it's really bad, something called a water hammer arrestor, kind of like a shock absorber for your plumbing system. But really, the good news is that while both these plumbing pipe noises are kind of annoying, they very rarely cause any plumbing damage or leaks.
Yeah, and then if none of this works, you just go back to my original theory, which is ghosts. I think that's always, you know.
Always.
When you hear weird noises, it's always a ghost, right?
Well, I mean, maybe you can convince your ghost to go in the wall and tighten up the pipe.
It'll never happen again. This way you don't have to open anything up.
That's right.
Yeah. So the plan is make friends with the ghost and then teach them how to make plumbing repairs.
Right.
I think that's definitely a good plan.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending this part of your holiday weekend with us. We hope we've given you some tips and ideas to help improve your home today, tomorrow, and in the year ahead. And we are here in the year ahead to help you, just like we've done for the last, oh my gosh, what, 20 years? With answers to your questions about the home project you want to take on, you can reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
than a bunny pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rostra. A white Christmas outside, a dark Christmas inside. A frigid winter storm kills at least 18 people this weekend as it swept across the country, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses and leaving millions of people on edge about the possibility of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day blackouts. The storm unleashed its full fury on Buffalo, New York, with hurricane-force winds causing whiteout conditions. Emergency response efforts were paralyzed, and the city's international airport shut down completely. Across the U.S., officials have attributed deaths to exposure, car crashes, a falling tree limb, and other effects of the storm. But there is some good news of sorts. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says the Arctic temperatures will pass in a few days.
The bomb cyclone is currently located in Canada over Quebec. The forecast is for that system to very slowly wane and weaken over the next 24 to 48 hours as it drifts northward away from the lower 48. And as that occurs, the winds are going to subside. The colder air is going to warm.
Overseas, holiday misery of a different sort as air travelers in Britain facing the possible delays at UK airports as Border Force employees are on strike. The walkout, the latest problem over pay and the cost of living crisis. Other government workers such as nurses and ambulance drivers also staging walkouts. France braced for similar Christmas travel disruptions with a weekend rail strike. The government delivers a little economic present. Fresh data showing inflation is slowing down.
The Commerce Department says prices rose 5.5% in November from a year earlier. That's down from October's 6.1% increase. This consumer price report is a measure of inflation closely watched by the Federal Reserve, which is trying to ease inflation without sparking a recession.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A human rights group telling the BBC there are more reports from Iran about female prisoners being sexually abused in a Tehran prison.
Narges Mohammadi says the Iranian authorities have used the assault of women as a tool of oppression before, but it has become even more widespread during the current protests. In the past couple of days, she says that some of the women arrested during the demonstrations have been transferred to the women's ward in Evin prison. That's given her a chance to hear shocking details of the abuse that they've suffered. She says that one well-known activist had her hands and legs tied to a hook above her head in the vehicle taking her to prison, and she was then sexually assaulted by security offices. Ms. Mohammadi says, but even though reporting such abuse may horrify and intimidate the families of women in detention, she believes it's necessary to expose what's happening and to try to put a stop to it.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. On the health front, a light at the end of the tunnel, maybe. Mike Hempen reports that the flu is beginning to wane in many areas of the country after a brutal start to the season.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says hospital admissions fell for the second week in a row, and the percentage of doctor's office visits due to fever and other flu-like symptoms has dropped for 3 weeks in a row. Officials say they have seen some decline in most parts of the country, but the flu is still spreading. CDC data indicate flu activity last week was high or very high in 45 states. The CDC estimates there have been at least 190,000 hospitalizations and 12,000 deaths from the flu so far this season. I'm Mike Hempen.
And check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call an 888.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays, everybody, as we sail towards the end of 22 and look forward to 23. We are looking forward to helping you with projects to get done around your house, inside or out, whether it's a repair, a remodel, a decor project. Whether you're talking about some improvements to outdoor living or indoor living, you can count on us to help you every step of the way. But first, you got to help yourself. A couple of ways to reach out to us. You can call 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions on moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, are you getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor? Not sure if your budget is totally ready to handle that hit? Well, we're going to share five ways you can save lots of money decorating your home, sweet home, in today's smart spending tip just ahead.
Plus, you have a pantry or set of cabinets that are stuck in a constant state of disarray? Well, we've got easy ways for you to clear the clutter with pantry designs that will deliver spacious and orderly food storage.
And we've got tips on how you can prevent snow and ice damage, including our recipe to stop slippery sidewalks from forming without destroying your concrete.
But first, the Money Pit is about helping you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a large renovation, we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a whole lot of fun along the way.
So reach out to us right now with your questions. The number here is 888-MONEY-PIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jenna in South Carolina's got a question about covering a patio. Tell us about your project.
I want to build a patio cover. I want to know if I should come out from the soffit. The people I've talked to that are going to maybe be building it want to come off the house, go underneath the soffit, and come out that way. There's a corner where it's perpendicular. I guess the soffits are going to be perpendicular, so the roof line's also perpendicular, if that's the correct word I'm using. So I just want to know if I should come or could come off the soffit, or do I need to come back and go against the house?
So, Janet, I think this kind of project, you have to be very careful about how you build it, because I've seen more built poorly than built correctly. The idea of attaching it underneath your soffit is basically the first sign that it was kind of an amateurish project, because normally you wouldn't attach a roof under a soffit like that. But I'll tell you what you would attach under that, and that would be a removable awning. You know, there are really nice awnings today that can extend out 10 or more feet that are mounted on the wall, exterior wall, and, you know, with a touch of a remote control, extend out and cover that whole dining area, the patio, really effectively. And I think that is much more likely to give you enjoyment, have less maintenance hassles, and improve the value of your house than trying to put together any kind of a roof structure over that. If the option is just to make a patio cover, I think that's probably a much more attractive way to go and probably less expensive. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I think an awning for certain is far more customizable. You can have it come in, come out, depending on the weather. You can pick an interesting fabric that's going to work nicely with the house. I mean, truly, awnings are lovely and really do, you know, a wonderful job of just updating the facade of a home. So I feel like that's a better way to go for sure. Heading over to Tennessee, Joe is on the line and seems to have a lot of questions about the structure of his home. What's going on?
Well, this house was finished in 1930. It's brick and concrete, and I have a couple of drooping corners.
Okay. Yeah, house corners are not supposed to droop.
The roof definitely needs redone, and I would rather have a living space upstairs since I got to replace the roof and most of the wood anyway.
Okay.
What my real question would be, it is quite expensive to continue with brick because I probably have anywhere from 25 to 50 runs to continue on a 40 by 40 square. So what could I use and still have some sort of R rating on my insulation when I bring that brick up to make the ceiling and the top part of my house livable?
So you have a brick house right now, and you want to add a story to this. Is that correct?
Well, we have a upstairs. It's
right.
It's a middle peak and
okay.
Window on each side.
How is it sided right now?
It's all brick.
So you're saying when you take the roof off, you want to bring up the siding to kind of meet the new peak that's going to be created. Is that correct?
There you go.
All right. So, I mean, certainly you could do it with the brick. And the other option, though, would be a complementary material, so one that would look good against brick. And we see a lot of homes that have two different types of siding. I mean, they could have brick and they could have hardy plank, or they could have, you know, brick and they could have stucco. There's a lot of different options for siding. And regardless of what option you choose, though, the answer to your insulation question is, you know, it has nothing to do with it. To make sure that that space is properly insulated, you want to make sure you have good wall insulation and then good ceiling insulation and then good attic ventilation, because all of those three things are going to work together. So I think what I might think about in doing this project is what combination of siding material is going to flow well with that brick and look like it was always there. That's the key. Sometimes when folks do the kinds of projects you're talking about, you can tell it's a patch, right? It just looks awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you need to think about something that's going to actually match nicely with that existing brick. And I'll tell you what, if you go to an architect for a project like this or a designer, it's very easy to do that on the drawing board, so to speak, which is all computer today, and you could do different colors and just really spend time deciding what you want this to look like when you're done, and then you'll know what material you need for that siding.
Do I still have to vent my roof if I seal it with spray foam? That new insulation spray foam?
No, you do not. You do not. And I'm glad you asked that question and clarified that. If you use spray foam insulation, then that roof area becomes a conditioned space as opposed to an unconditioned space, and you no longer have to have any ventilation. And it's also a much more efficient way to go.
Now, am I going to create some sort of space that's going to collect moisture in doing that?
No, you will not, because when you put in spray foam insulation, it expands to fill all the gaps. So, you know, I have a very old house that was built in the last century, and we put spray foam insulation in the attic, and in doing so, we covered all of the old vents and sealed in the gable vent at the end. So I have zero ventilation in my attic space right now, and we couldn't be happier because that attic never gets too cold, never gets too hot, and the energy bills have never been lower.
That's awesome. That about does most of my questions, brother. I appreciate your time.
All right, Joe. You got a big project on your hands there, my friend, so good luck with it, and let us know if anything else pops that you have a question about, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. What are you doing this time of year? Are you tackling a project? Or you're just chilling out at home enjoying the season? Well, whatever you're doing, we're here to lend a hand. Maybe you're using some of those holiday gift cards to help you refresh your home with some new decor. Well, if you are, but you're not really sure that your budget is ready to handle that hit, we're going to share five ways to save lots of money decorating your home sweet home next.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Fear not, we are here to help.
That's right. We've found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list. Omaha Steaks. We love them, you'll love them, and your friends will definitely love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
The Omaha Steak experts have put together several gift packages and are offering everything at 50% off. Plus, you can save another $40 off by using the promo code MONEYPIT.
Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, the air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash.
Is that a hint, Tom?
Well, maybe.
All right. So beat the shipping rush, you guys, and go to omahasteaks.com today. Save 50% off site-wide and use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $40 off. That's omahasteaks.com.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you tackling this time of year? Got some home improvement questions, but you just don't know where to turn for answers? Well, turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, avoid home improvement hassles that can just slow you down on the road to your dream house, because sometimes that's a long road.
You can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Eve in Massachusetts on the line, who's dealing with a big headache going on over at her Money Pit. What happened?
We had a roofing job done, which was great. And the same party did a gutter job, and it doesn't... You had mentioned 6-inch gutters. That was in our contract.
Yep.
And the gutter job is inadequate. The water shoots over the gutter, and the gutter doesn't go to the full end. So I was wondering if you had any hints about negotiating with the contractor.
Yeah, has the contractor already been paid?
A down payment, yes.
You gave him a down payment. He did the installation, and so he's done the work, but the work's not done well. So you're actually in a pretty good position. Usually we get these calls and the contractor's already been paid and long gone.
Oh, okay. So, I waited on that because I was in doubt.
The question is, was the job installed correctly? And I can't tell you without seeing this. But you mentioned that water shoots over the top of the gutters. Are there gutter guards on top of these gutters?
There's like a screen that would keep the leaves out, but not the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a peak, it's a ranch house,
right.
And the roof is straight except for the peak. And those two valleys are where a lot of water comes off.
Yep.
Especially lately, we've had like 1 inch...
Mm-hmm.
An hour.
Yeah. Well, this is all fixable, and what you're going to have to do is, first of all, have you talked to the gutter company and the roofing company about the problems that you're having? Have they made any suggestions?
They actually did an original job and then came back and did a reinstall, and the reinstall is really no better than the original job.
Right.
And at the one end, the gutter doesn't go past the end of the roof, so there's a drip and puddles on the ground because the gutter is like 2 inches short.
Well, yeah, the gutter doesn't always go past the end of the building, not that far. That may or may not be the problem, but I can tell you about the valley situation. So where you have a valley and you get a lot of water that collects there and it comes down fast and furious, there is a way that you can install what's called a diverter, which is like an L-shaped piece of flashing. And what that can do is take some of the water that's running down the valley and move it further out on the roof so it comes to the roof edge in a different spot. It doesn't all collect in that center spot. And if you do it with the same color material that's on the roof, it's not terribly noticeable either. It's just an old trick of the trade that I know to kind of reduce the amount of water that's coming in one particular place is to use a diverter like that. Now, if you've tried twice with this contractor and it's still not done right, then what I would maybe do is get an estimate from a different contractor, one that's completely disconnected from the one that you used, and tell them what the problems are that you're having. You don't even have to tell them who did the work. You could just say, look, I had these gutters done some time ago, and they're not performing well for these reasons, X, Y, and Z. Could you give me an estimate on what it will take to correct it? What would your recommendation be, and what will it take to correct it? And I would get at least two independent estimates like that and see if it starts to align and make sense to you. And then now you know both what might be the options here and, secondly, what it will cost. And if you don't want to deal further with your existing contractor, then you just write him a letter and say, listen, this job was inferior. I got some estimates to correct it. The estimates are X, and I'm going to deduct that from what I owe you.
I see. They did say that they were willing to cancel the contract, refund our money. The dilemma I have, I did contact another better company, and their jobs would be 8 weeks out. So I need a gutter to be there in the meantime. Can I negotiate with the original?
If this contractor has offered to refund you all your money and walk away, and they're not going to take the gutters off, are they? They're just going to leave it? Because there's no value to them of taking those off.
Oh, there isn't. Okay. They had said something about taking it down, refunding the money.
Well, there's no value to, they're not going to reuse those gutters. All those gutters are custom made. So they're willing to give you most of your money back, if not all, and leave the gutter job in place. At least you have something there for the winter. And then I would try again in the spring.
I see.
It's a tough time now to get a contractor to do that kind of work. It's really out of season.
Yes, especially especially in the Northeast.
All right, so I think we flushed out some options for you, Eve. Thanks so much for calling us, and good luck with the project. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you so much.
Well, one of the most exciting things about owning a new home is decorating it, but rushing into decorating and buying furniture can mean sometimes making choices you'll later regret. Instead, think ahead and come up with a plan.
Yeah, now here are some ways to help you stick to a reasonable budget and save some money. So, first of all, if you've got a lot of big-ticket items like a couch, a bed, don't buy all of those at once. Spread out those larger purchases. And then make a list of all of the things that you want. And then prioritize. What do you need more sooner? Is it the bed? Is it the couch? Is it the TV cabinet? Whatever it is, put a list together. Decide what's important. Go in that order. Don't do everything at once. Now, when you're buying something that's upholstered, say, or, you know, a larger piece of furniture, a cabinet, a dresser, something like that, avoid those trendy design choices because chances are they're going to go out of style a lot sooner than you're willing to, you know, cough up some more money to replace that item. So make sure you're thinking about whether you're going to like that piece in 5 years from now and then go with your gut. Now, if you're looking at essentials like bed sheets, I don't know, dish towels, throw pillows, throw blankets, you can splurge on things like that that you're going to use every day and need to stand up. Bath towels is a great place to splurge as well, because these are things you're going to use a lot, you're going to clean a lot, and you want them to last. Now, think about how you're going to decorate that room. Maybe you have a really great, I don't know, chair or a rug or a cool piece of art. Think about that one thing and use that sort of as your statement piece, your starting point, and then design everything around that. You know, with a piece of art, you could be like, how do I do that? Maybe there's a cool color in it or a texture or a pattern that kind of inspires the look of the space. And then lastly, I always shop in my home to decorate other areas of my home. So if you have a piece that, you know, you're tired of looking at in the living room, move it over to the den or bring it up to your bedroom. You know, you can move stuff around. You can also update tired accent pieces. Maybe you just repainted a bedroom, take that can of paint, add a stripe to a vase, or paint the whole flower pot. You know, do something to bring that color into other spaces. This way you're kind of carrying that color theme throughout the house. If you have open shelving, you can paint the inside of it. There's a lot of stuff you can do. So think about upcycling what's already in your home. And truly, you can save a ton of money and make your house look really new and fresh.
Now, for new home decorating, I think that the most important suggestion we can give you is this. Wait. We recommend you wait at least 2 or 3 months before making significant purchases. And here's why. You know, in the years I spent as a professional home inspector, I always used to get asked by my clients how to do this or how to do that in terms of changes they want to make right away when they get into the house. And when you dig into it, it's because certain aspects of the house are not like the house that they left that maybe they liked. But the truth is, change takes a little while to get used to. And one of two things is going to happen. You'll either get used to the old decor, shift some of your existing furniture around, and discover, hey, it's not so bad. Or, and this is okay, the desire to decorate is going to increase, and you'll take on the project anyway. But by waiting, you'll have a much better idea of what you want to spend money on. Don't just change for the sake of change. Let it sit for a while. Get used to the place. Then you'll be making the changes that are truly important for you and are going to have the biggest impact.
Joan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have a small 8x10 outbuilding, and I'd like to use it for a craft shop, a craft studio, but I need to heat it to make sure the paint doesn't freeze in the winter. Also, I need it to, you know, be a functional temperature. So I'm not really sure how to go about that.
Okay, so first of all, can you get gas lines to this particular building so that you can use a gas heater?
That would be doable.
That would be doable. I mean, the other option is propane.
Propane, yeah. We're not allowed to have propane where I live in town.
Okay. So, I mean, if you can get natural gas lines run to that particular building, then what I would use is a gas furnace, and I would heat it the same way I would heat a house. Now, if it's one, is it one open space?
Yeah, it's just a little tiny little building.
So if it's one open space, you can probably put a small wall heater, gas-fired wall heater in there, and insulate it as best you can, and I think that will be enough to keep it warm.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot. Thanks a lot.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. I know this time of year you're in and out of the kitchen and in and out of those cabinets. Well, a disorganized kitchen pantry can really make it hard to find what you're looking for. It adds prep time to all those big meals. And it might even lead you to adding things to that shopping list which you already have at home, you just can't find. So we're going to share some easy ways to clear the clutter with pantry designs that deliver spacious and orderly food storage after this.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and store with your hosts James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple. Naturally, the best, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. So, Leslie, I put in a sink drain and disposer the other day, and it worked perfectly. I ran lots of water, turned it on, it was fine. And then it wasn't fine. And it turned out I made one simple mistake, which I think anybody can make, but I will admit I've made this mistake before, so I probably shouldn't have done it the second time. But that is, you know, when you assemble the plastic drain pipes, there is a seal that goes in there. It's like a ring, and it has like an angle on it, so the more you push it down, the tighter it gets. I had it upside down. Just that one little thing caused all kinds of problems. So it was a quick fix. But just when, you know, people think everything in our projects goes perfectly, no, not so much. We screw up as much as everybody else. But fortunately, it wasn't hard to find and fix, and we were able to get on our way. Of course, had a few towels to dry after that. But otherwise, we're in pretty good shape.
Luke in North Carolina is on the line with some floors that are buckling. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Underneath my home is a crawl space, and I have HVAC in my house. Is built 1986, and it's the wood floors that we had put in are starting to like buckle in like one place, like nice big plank wood floors. And I believe it's due to the humidity possibly in the crawl space, or the way that I'm not really sure, but I'm kind of wondering how that can be fixed.
Well, look, buckling wood floors could definitely be caused by very humid air in that crawl space. So let's start there. I'm going to kind of run you through the basics of what you need to do to try to dry that out. First of all, you want to make sure that you have a vapor barrier. You want plastic sheeting across the entire floor of that crawl space. You secondly want to make sure that there are crawl space vents that are opened up and those exterior walls. And thirdly, you want to take steps to reduce the amount of moisture that has a chance to get into that crawl space. And the way you do that is by making sure that your gutters are clean and free-flowing and extended at least 6 feet away from the house so that you're moving all that water well away from the crawl space. Then also making sure that the soil slopes away from the house so it's not sort of recessed or holding water against it. That's what will dry out a crawl space. Now, you could also add a whole house dehumidifier down there. There are some good models that Santa Fe makes that will be suspended from the crawl space ceiling and run on a humidistat to, again, pull that moisture out. But that would be the way that you would try to reduce moisture in that crawl space. I would be curious, though, you really should see some other signs of moisture if it's really that bad to be affecting the floors upstairs. You might see some mold. You might see some algae growth. You may even have some rotted beams. So I would inspect it first. And then if you need to dry it out, those are the steps I would follow. Good luck with that project. Well, do you guys have a pantry or set of cabinets that are stuck in a constant state of disarray? Well, if that's you, we've got some easy ways you can clear that clutter with some pantry designs that deliver very spacious and orderly food storage. So first, you got to get organized. And a smart way to do that is to keep a grocery list on or near the pantry door, or better yet, like we do, on Alexa. That is just so darn convenient. You know, when you're thinking you need something, you just go, "Hey, Alexa, add a quart of milk to my shopping list," and it's done. So piece of cake. Make it a family rule that whenever somebody notices something that's almost gone, that they need to add it to that list.
Now, if you have a lot of small items like seasoning packets, gelatin, pudding boxes, individual snack packages, juice boxes, you can take an over-the-door shoe rack with shelf trays or clear pockets. Something like that is perfect because then you can utilize every space, including the back of the door, and you can fully see all of these little weird, tiny individual things that take up a bunch of odd spaces all right where you need it.
Now, you also want to group things together according to how they're used. So, for example, instead of keeping all of the herbs and spices together, put the sweet spices with the other baking supplies. You can use a small basket to hold stuff like allspice or cinnamon or cloves or ginger, nutmeg, and other baking spices. And the next time you're making an apple pie or gingerbread, you can just grab the basket and you know you have every spice you need in one place.
I mean, I do have a popcorn Ziploc bag in my cabinet. It's the coconut oil, the popcorn kernels, the salt, the spray olive oil, and the peanut M&Ms. And it's all right in one bag.
It's your go bag. It's your go bag for popcorn making.
I'm like, snack
time. Grab the bag, it's all in there.
I'm ready to go. So no searching when I really want the good snack. Now, you know, it's important to have some good rules to use when you're organizing the pantry. The less you use something, the harder it should be to reach. Save that prime real estate in the pantry for things you're grabbing for every single day. And add under-shelf racks to the pantry, because that's going to double the storage capacity of those weird middle shelves. And you can use them to corral all of your food wraps, so they're very easy to find. You can use another for bread and rolls so they don't get squished. It kind of creates more cubbies so that you have better use of the space.
Now, if you're totally inspired to start organizing your pantry, the first thing to do is to empty it. You want to get rid of anything that's expired or that you just don't use, and then repeat that process every couple of months. There's no better way to clean a pantry or clean a closet or clean your garage, whatever you're cleaning, to empty the thing 100%, because it really shows you what you got, and it makes it a whole lot easier to get organized on the way back in.
Yeah, it makes you also do it. Because if you turn around and all your stuff is all over the place, you can't leave it midway. I've started to organize my closet in my bedroom and then, like, got distracted with, like, you know, making dinner or bedtime or any of the things. And then I go to go upstairs to go to bed and I'm like, oh, every clothing item I own is in a pile on the bed. But, got to do that now.
Well, I'm so glad to say that I'm almost done with my basement project. Once the floor gets dried, we'll be able to put stuff back in. Because right now, I am ready for a hoarder's intervention. I mean, I got so much crap on the first floor because we moved it out of the basement that it's becoming almost unsafe.
Well, you are well on your way to a newly organized new year. Good on you.
All right, we've got Lita on the line with a question about moisture. What can we do for you today?
I have a conventional foundation. The house built in 1970, solid hardwood floors, and rain was collecting, pooling under the house. I think I've got that stopped, but I'm wondering, before I got it stopped, there was this, like, powdery gray, like a mold or mildew, not very wide, real narrow, and I'm wondering where that, what that is. And how to stop that if it comes back.
Well, that's just a mineral salt deposit. They call that, like, efflorescence. And that's generally when the water gets into the wall and then dries out, you're left with just the mineral laying on your wall. And that gives it sort of like a cloudy, grayish, you know, look to it. And it's actually easy to get rid of, especially if the water situation has fixed itself. What you would do is you take a little bit of white vinegar and water, and you can mix it in a spray bottle, and you put it right on that, and it wipes right away.
Okay.
Well, good luck with that project. I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this holiday weekend? I hope nothing. I hope you're just relaxing and maybe thinking about what you're going to do in the new year. And maybe you want to just call us and queue up a question and say, don't call me back till 2023. Well, we can do that. So definitely reach out anytime, 24/7, even in the new year, at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up next, we're going to share some tips on how to prevent snow and ice damage, including our recipe to stop slippery sidewalks from forming without destroying that concrete. I feel like, you know, the only way to get good, clean concrete is to put something super toxic on it. But you don't have to, so stick around for that tip.
You live in a money pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years.
They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. For the holiday season, I like to make sure my freezer is filled, and that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We stock up on the mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
I love Omaha Steaks, too, even when Tom's not doing the cooking. They also make a great gift, perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. And you know what else is perfect? Right now they're having an amazing 50% off sale site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, you can take another $40 off your order and get free shipping when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
So don't wait. These packages are already chock full of great steaks, chicken, and more. And now you'll also get them at a great price, 50% off and a $40 discount just for using promo code MONEYPIT.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com now to save 50% off site-wide and another $40 off when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coating, the official coating partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream about a wonderful home and great projects and having really that house of your dreams, well, then guess what? You can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast. You get a new episode every Monday and Thursday. You can get yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, staying on top of snow removal is definitely going to keep outdoor roots safe and prevent some icy buildup. Now, the key here is to shovel walkways and driveways right after a storm, because the longer you wait, the heavier the snow gets. In fact, sometimes I'll go out and do like a mid-storm shoveling just to cut back on the amount of snow I'm going to have to shovel when the storm's over.
No, all I want to do is when I want to go sledding. I don't want to deal with cleaning anything up.
And no
I
work?
I want to deal with the work. But truly, you got to get out there. You got to shovel. And once you do, you should apply salt melt on any ice on your walkways and your steps. But you've got to choose the right salt. I mean, that's really important. Now, traditional rock salt, that works really well. However, it's extremely corrosive to surfaces. And then you're going to see after the winter that that concrete is going to be all pitted and worn. I mean, this is why we end up with potholes in the road, correct?
Yes, yes, and potholes in your sidewalk, which look really awful. A better choice is called calcium chloride. It's a lot less corrosive. It's not going to harm your sidewalks or your indoor floors when it's tracked into the house. And I don't believe it will hurt pets either. It's, if the salt is marked pet safe or concrete safe, it's definitely the way to go. Now, what I do is I mix it up in like a 5-gallon bucket with playground sand, just regular cheap old playground sand, or sometimes you can use masonry sand, doesn't really matter. And this way I have a little grit in that mix so that when it starts to melt and sometimes it refreezes, I've got some sand in it now to give it a little bit of traction. And this way the salt is totally ready when I need it. Just put it in the bucket, cover the lid, and it'll be good to go.
Hey, John, in New York, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Last week I heard something about a guy talking about drainage issues in the basement, and you start talking about certain things to make sure of with the gutters and the footer drains and making sure the soil slopes away from your house.
Yep.
My situation's a little weird. I have a saltbox-style house, 1750 square feet. A very steep hill my house is built into. So basically, two sides of the basement are partially in the soil. One side butts up to the garage at the ground level on one side of the house. And one wall of the basement's below the ground completely.
Mm-hmm.
I have very good drainage. I'm on a hill, like I said. However, when it rains heavily, I do get that seep around the foundation. And my thought was, how do you slope soil away in a situation where there's an overwhelming grade from the property coming right up against the house?
Yeah, that's a good point. So in your situation, the grade is not as important as what you can do to intercept that runoff through your property. So two things. First of all, the advice that we gave you about gutters, that's really critical even in your situation. The gutters have got to be clean, free-flowing, and those downspouts have got to be discharging away from the house. In your case, you're going to probably want to go from the uphill side to the downhill side. You might want to run them underground through solid PVC pipe and have them break out the daylight somewhere on the downhill side. So you're really managing that roof water. In terms of the runoff, the way you handle that was with something called a curtain drain. Basically, it's a trough drain, and it gets laid into the soil, and as the water runs down the hill, it falls into this drain, and then it gets intercepted and sort of run around the house. Now, instead of going through all the work to construct a French drain where you have to dig trenches and use perforated pipe and stone and filter cloth, there's another type of a prefabricated French drain pipe that you can pick up at Home Depot, and it's made by NDS. It's an easy drain pipe, and you'll recognize it when you see it because it's a plastic drainage pipe that's surrounded with, it looks kind of like a packing peanut, and then there's a filter cloth around that. So they're one piece, they're modular, and you basically stack these up side by side and then put the soil back on top of them. It's a very fast, easy way to put that French drain in without going through all of the work that you would have to if you were building it kind of from scratch. So in your case, you have to put this drain in to intercept the runoff of the water, run it around the house, again, out to daylight, and then I think that your water problems will go away.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us on a holiday weekend. Coming up, it's pretty well known that poinsettia flowers, super gorgeous, correct, but they're dangerous if you eat them. But it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. We're going to tell you what they are and how you can keep you, your kids, and your pets safe after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
North Valley Distributing at 381 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hey, music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
Everybody, happy new year. It's a very exciting time of the year as we wrap up 22 and get ready for 23. What are the projects that you have on your to-do list? You got some work inside or outside you want to do? I think my one resolution for this year is going to be to redo my kitchen. Not like a gut job renovation, but painted cabinets, new floors, kind of the things we always talk about doing to give it a big face look. Leslie, you got something?
You know, I did a lot of stuff last year. I repainted the kitchen cabinets. I did the porch, the front stoop, the driveway. So I think my plan is to just kind of kick back and enjoy it for now until I come up with something new.
Well, it's pretty well known that poinsettia flowers, while beautiful, can be dangerous if eaten. But it turns out that some other holiday flowers are actually even more toxic. Leslie has tips to keep you and your pets safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, a lot of folks have these plants around their house right now, so good timing for this info.
Mm-hmm. And don't ask how I know that these things are dangerous for your pets.
Oh, no.
Tom, do you remember this? Do you remember?
Yes,
many,
I do remember.
Many,
I know what
many
you're going to say.
Years ago, Tom sent me a beautiful winter flower arrangement, and the dog proceeded to eat the holly.
Oh, man.
And
like,
I just remember
sorry?
Thinking as it happened, I feel like that's bad. I feel like I read somewhere that that's really bad for them.
I do remember that. Oh, man. That was Daisy,
I
right?
Mean, was it Daisy or was it Lammy? I feel like it was,
oh,
like,
I don't know.
It was a million years ago.
We've been through so many
How
animals
many
together.
Pets ago was this? But holy cow, you guys. I mean, it starts off harmless. You have such a beautiful holiday arrangement. But who knew that so many of this holiday flowers and greenery is really bad for you and really bad for your pets? Now, the holly leaves, like I mentioned, first of all, they're prickly, and that's enough to, like, hurt your fingers. But if anybody consumes the berries, just one or two, you know, that can cause a tummy ache. But if you eat 20 or more, you could die. Like, so just really be careful with that. Mistletoe, that's another thing. Everybody's like, oh, it's so romantic, la, la, la. Well, diarrhea is not romantic, guys. If you end up with this mistletoe, if you get the oils on your hands and then you eat something or you accidentally ingest something from the mistletoe, you can be super sick. Nausea, diarrhea, blood pressure issues, and sometimes a fatality is possible when you eat the berries. It's amazing how beautiful holiday decor can be so dangerous. So with the mistletoe, keep it up high, keep it above a doorway, don't let anybody handle it. That's the number one problem. These two, so beautiful, so well associated with the holidays. I'm talking about amaryllis. You know, those big, like, red and white flowers, they're huge. You usually get them as the bulb. You always see them at the market. Or paper whites, which are those smaller white flowers, same thing. You see them growing out of the bulb is usually how you see them. Those can cause heart arrhythmias and convulsions if the bulb is digested. And pets are especially susceptible to these flowers. So you've got to keep them far away from any hungry or curious animal. Now, when it does happen, God forbid, if somebody does ingest something, and or even if you think that the plant was eaten, call your local poison control center. Be sure that you know the name of the plant as well as the exact parts, and if you can tell the amount that was consumed, also be prepared to provide the approximate time when it was eaten, the age of the person, the weight, the condition. These are all critical bits of information that you need to give to get proper care in the event of one of these emergencies. So just try to stay calm. I know it's scary, but the more information you have when you're calling for help, the better it will go.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are outside noises disturbing your sleep or work? If you have some noisy neighbors, well, you can do some things to minimize those sounds, whether it's traffic, the train, or those neighbors, or even some loud plumbing. We're going to help you get back your peace and quiet on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. A battering winter storm knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses across the U.S. on Saturday, leaving millions more to worry about the prospect of further outages and crippling emergency response efforts. In the Southeast, Duke Energy spokesman Jeff Brooks says some power outages are weather-related. Others are because the utility had to take customers offline to make sure the system could handle demand. And then getting those customers back online is being done very carefully.
This is a very methodical process. This is a process that is done with increments of customers brought on one after the other to make sure that we can keep the grid reliable and make sure no other customers are affected as we restore power from these extreme weather conditions.
And for those who can travel by car, bit of a Christmas treat at the gas pump.
Families traveling by car this holiday season can enjoy much lower gas prices than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
The national average this morning is up just slightly overnight to $3.09 per gallon. That's still 47 cents a gallon lower than a month ago, and prices now 20 cents lower than they were last Christmas.
But the price of gas could be turning around.
That's simply because the price of oil has jumped about $9 a barrel in the last week and a half on optimism that China is starting to reopen its economy, and that's going to boost consumption.
The lowest price in the country, $2.16 a gallon in Casper, Wyoming, while the top price is $3.99 in Honolulu. I'm Shelley Adler.
Overseas, the biblical town of Bethlehem marking a Merry Christmas this weekend with thousands of visitors descending upon the traditional birthplace of Jesus as it rebounds from the pandemic. This year, visitors are back, hotels are full, shopkeepers reporting a brisk business in the run-up to the holiday. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them. The weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
There is a push in Washington to force investment firms to put investor funds into environmentally friendly companies. Clearly a violation of what fiduciary's job is, according to finance expert Rebecca Walzer, who warns that a law moving through Congress changes the definition of a fiduciary obligation to a more ESG or environmental, social, and governance approach.
In lieu of maximizing returns, we might also want to have a social governance type of mentality or purpose for a fund. And so they know that that does not meet the fiduciary obligation of maximized returns. So they are promoting a change to the fiduciary standard that would allow other factors like ESG factors and considerations to be taken into account.
Walzer tells the Salem News Channel that's the reason states like Florida and some big companies are pulling their funds from certain investment houses who promote ESG ahead of their customers' best interests. Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The federal government will put $600 million toward repairing the troubled water system in Jackson, Mississippi.
Funding for the project is included in a $1.7 trillion federal spending bill. Jackson, a city of nearly 150,000 people, with about 25% of the residents living in poverty. The water system nearly collapsed last August following heavy rain that increased problems at the main water treatment facility. Most of Jackson lost running water for several days. People had to wait in lines for water to drink, cook, and bathe. Jason Walker reporting.
The National Crime Prevention Council wants the Justice Department to investigate Snapchat over concerns about the sale of fake pills laced with fentanyl on the popular teen app. According to the CDC, overdose deaths in the U.S. hit a record last year, one death every 5 minutes. Townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City.
I admire so much your work ethic and your enthusiasm and your commitment to ideas.
The most approachable radio host in America.
Brian Kilmeade sent me a signed book, and I'm not a fan.
I have had a crush on you. You know this for a very long time. Now, are you listening to me because you're looking at the screen?
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming to you from Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, heard around the world, where our mayor yesterday had a big meeting saying we're the safest big city in the country. Not really. 6 out of the 7 major crimes have gone up this past year. Shootings and homicides are down. That's where the good news ends. But I admire the fact that he's trying to tell us that. We have a lot to discuss today. I know that Nancy Pelosi, probably having her last press conference as speaker, she's going to stay around. And so will Kevin McCarthy have a press conference. They think, man, he's having trouble getting those last 5 votes necessary to become the next Speaker of the House. Embarrassing for Republicans. Before we're going to do a simulcast. Actually, we're not this hour. Before we get to Ben Domenech and then Dave Rubin at the bottom of the hour, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number 3.
I share your feeling of frustration and the need for more urgency, and I want to see that starting with the White House.
Should the president be here, you think?
I think absolutely the president should be here.
Yeah, that's a Democrat. That's why it's significant. That's Veronica Escobar. Well, hell is broken loose. The borders are getting worse by the day. Clueless Joe's new plan is revealed. I'll detail it. Another Dem is calling for Joe to get to the border. You just heard it. But more important, crack down on the border right now.
Number two.
This 4,155-page bill, full of Democratic priorities, does nothing to protect the border. Quite to the contrary, it contains language undermining border security.
There you go. And that is Mike Lee doing the right thing. The omnibus delayed could very well be busted as Republicans begin to realize this is no way to budget a country's big bucks. And among its holes, it prohibits any border barrier.
Number one.
And your support is crucial to win on the battlefield. We have artillery. Yes. Thank you. Is it enough? Honestly, not really.
President Zelensky comes to town reminding Americans Ukraine is at war and without us, he can't win, saying his fight is our fight. I agree, but we need President Biden to be all in or just forget it. With us right now is Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor, editor-at-large for The Spectator World and host of the Ben Domenech podcast. Ben, welcome back. What was your take of yesterday's speech and the joint press conference?
Well, look, I think the speech was impressive. You know, it's kind of funny we here in America, we're in a period of such, you know, decline in terms of our leadership class when it comes to the ability to give a speech. The guy comes along who can actually deliver one and then do it not in his original language. It's kind of impressive in its own right. But I think that, you know, the fact is that one of the things that is so frustrating about this moment, Brian, and I agree with you that this Ukraine fight is important and that obviously the dollars that we're spending there are, you know, meaningful in terms of not just sending a message to Russia, but sending a message to China as well about the way that America stands out for our interests and for the interests of stability. I think that one of the things that is so absent from this conversation is why aren't the Europeans doing more of their fair share in this,
yep,
considering that it's in their neighborhood. And I think particularly of the Germans in this context, they need to be spending more militarily. I mean, you saw the news, you know, of course, in the last 2 weeks that Japan, for the first time, is really, you know, setting its course toward being the, you know, spending the third most in terms of their military in the world, you know, after the U.S. and China, you know, in a message that is obviously about, you know, Chinese encroachment on Taiwan and the South China Sea. We need to have more of our allies in the region, you know, standing up. And so when Joe Biden goes out there and says, well, NATO's united, the EU is united, it's like, okay, we'll put their money where their mouth is and actually, you know, start supporting Ukraine in the way that the U.S.
Hey,
has.
Hey, Ben, the questions were terrible.
Level of dedication.
The questions were terrible. They were absolutely awful. I mean, such a disappointment. Why can't somebody say, why weren't you given the ATACMS? Why only one battery? And one thing they did say, they asked the Ukrainian press and was being nice, but they said only one battery, you know, while all our cities being hit. And he indicated this, which was news to me, that he is, I have to get the coalition together. And basically they're saying if they feel as though I'm giving them weapons to escalate, they might not be on board. I was taken aback by that. Were you?
Well, you know, I was, but this is so typical of him because he, as I said to you before, I think he still talks as if he's a, you know, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee as opposed to the Commander in Chief, where he's like, you know, he just lets things slip that have to make his staff cringe all the time. I mean, we saw that the other day when he was talking about the Iran deal. And this is the sort of thing where I think, you know, frankly, he was saying something that he really shouldn't have said. And it's an indication that, you know, perhaps they're not as united as he'd like to present. And so one of the things that is really critical, I think, in this moment is to understand that in order to actually end this conflict, you're going to have to give them these systems that they need. And very clearly, you know, Zelensky was repeatedly saying, you know, well, look, we are not asking for you to send Americans over. We can operate these machines. We can do what needs to be done. Just give us the tools to do it, which is what we say and claim that we want to hear from countries that we are supporting in instances like this. We don't want to see American boys and girls, you know, dying dying on battlefields. We are just saying if you will fight for yourself, then we will give you the tools to do it. That's what Zelensky is asking for, and I think that that was the message he was trying to deliver. You know, the other thing, though, keep in mind, is just that he's I view this kind of as an oddly timed thing, and it seemed to be kind of an outgoing thing from Nancy Pelosi to maybe write a script about her exit, you know, and as opposed to being something that necessarily made sense. And I think that that is one of the reasons why a number of people on Capitol Hill were taken aback and surprised by it, just given, you know, the timing of it and everything else that's been going on domestically with this omnibus and all of the other things that they're trying to cram through in the last minutes before the holidays in ways that are wrecking a lot of my friends' holidays on Capitol Hill for their sins.
Yeah, we have to discuss it. But Ben, I actually don't know how you feel. I really see the bigger picture in this. So if Ukraine was to fall in a matter of days, Moldova would be next. There'd be Russian tanks on the border of Germany once again. Then you'll see some infiltration into the Baltic states in their election. Next thing you know, handpicked Russian allies who'll be leading, like in Belarus, leading some of these countries. And there'll be a rough reconstitution of the Soviet Union. I think we're saving a generation of war in Europe by stopping the typical cycle of aggressive Russian leaders who want to dominate, and we're stopping them now.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that we, you know, have to keep in mind is that, you know, Europe has been in a state of war over and over again, cyclically over its history, and the ways that we have to, you know, prevent that, stop that, are often expensive, but it's a lot more expensive and costly and damaging in the long term to not engage in these ways. And, you know, one of the things that I think we have to keep in mind is that, you know, deterrence strategy failed in Ukraine for a number of reasons. It failed because the form of deterrence, the soft power deterrence that Joe Biden is a fan of, just doesn't work. Hard power sends a message, and that's what we have to do in terms of hardening up targets that we can anticipate, you know, around the world. And certainly that was something that did not happen in Ukraine, and if it had happened, might have put Putin off from thinking that he could do this as easily as so many people said that he could at the beginning.
Ben Domenech, our guest. Ben, I want you to hear the counterweight to that. Glenn Greenwald thinks this is all a ruse. Cut 17.
The emotions that Zelensky plays on when he comes in this theatrical way to the U.S. government and that the U.S. government plays on are very real. We like to think our government is doing good things to help people fight off tyranny. These are good emotions that the American government is manipulating. And one of the reasons they can do that so easily is because they control the flow of information and prevent anyone from asking these questions. People got banned from the internet for the kinds of dissent or debate that the Congress refuses to allow. That's the reason why Americans can get led down these paths so against their interests.
That I don't see it that way. I respect him. Yeah. I know he's a liberal journalist, but he's a journalist. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, Glenn is a man of the left, and as a man of the left, he's someone who is actually an honest practitioner, and that's why we respect him. But he also has a very key number of ideological differences with people who believe that it's a good thing that America is the central power in the world. And, you know, he's someone who doesn't really believe in that. He doesn't think that we ought to be that. And my response to that is, like, frankly, I like it when America runs things, and I don't like it when other people run things, because when we run things, you can't actually have a response. And, you know, I would much rather have a world where America was dominant than one where China was dominant. And I don't think that Glenn particularly cares one way or the other. And the other side of this is just to say, again, thinking long term about what the cascade effect, the domino effect would be, as you just ran through, if we did not have the kind of support for Ukraine in this moment. The whole point is that this is in America's interest in order to prevent a wider war and one that encroaches not just on our allies, but that affects, you know, all sorts of things around the world. We've seen the effects of Ukraine's war in a number of different ways, you know, to global markets and to the flow of not just, you know, food and grain and things like that, but other resources around the world. And that's going to be something that we have just in this conflict. It would only become more widespread and would be more disruptive and hurt more of our allies, kill more people, see more civilians die. And that's one of the reasons why I think we need to be doing everything that we can to make this conflict end as soon as possible and end with a Ukrainian victory and, frankly, a defeat of the idea that has been in Vladimir Putin's mind for, you know, not just, you know, recently, but ever since he had to flee, you know, in the wake of the fall of the Berlin Wall, you know, back when he was working for the KGB, you know, he had this idea in his mind. Yes, he has had this idea in his mind of reconstituting the old Soviet Union. And that's something that he's always been focused on. So that's not going to change. That's not going to go away. And we have to send a very strong message that that is not in the cards. And if he tries it, there's going to be immediate and severe responses.
The omnibus bill is going to be queued up today, could pass. It means just everything in a bill, no order, just what everybody wants, earmarks in, earmarks out. Dan, one of the things in there that's so outrageous is no money for the border wall or any structure. It is prohibited. What advantage is it to any American not to have any type of barrier, electronic, big, bollard, or anything else? It is pure politics, or it shows an agenda. Come one, come all. Here's Mike Lee, Cut 20.
This 4,155-page bill, full of Democratic priorities, does nothing to protect the border. Quite to the contrary, it contains language undermining border security. So I insisted that we have at least one amendment, up or down vote, on whether to preserve Title 42, because Title 42 is the one thing standing between us and utter chaos. We already have mostly chaos. This would bring us to utter chaos if it expires, which it's about to.
So he's standing up. They're going to make him vote on the existence, making permanent Title 42, give people an opportunity to kick people out. But this administration just mysteriously wants Border Patrol to be overwhelmed and seems to be happy that 4 million people are coming here illegally.
You know, I think that one of the things that is happening here is that this issue, more than any other, I think, shows how beholden this White House is to the far left. You know, there used to be a point where Republicans and Democrats could work together, and that there were a number of different Democrats who believed in border security. There's a small handful of them that remain, but the far left has really won this argument within the Democratic constituency that basically says anybody can come in for any reason, and we should absolutely accept this. And they view that as a moral imperative, and they completely put their head in the sand about the fact that these people are being they're being used, they're being trafficked, they're being abused, they're being raped. They are coming here in ways that are absolutely funding the cartels and making sure that they are able to have a horrible impact on American society through the flow of fentanyl. And that's something that apparently the left just doesn't care about. They don't care about the deaths of American citizens. They don't care about the actual consequences. They just see people coming over and they say, oh, that's great. And, you know, the more the merrier. And that's, of course, completely foolhardy. It's not something that works. It's not something that works long term for any nation. And the fact that the Democrats are completely going along with this and just pretending like this is all A-okay, it's infuriating. And just keep in mind, you know, they're going to get more money out of this in terms of billions of dollars of grants and that flow through the various bureaucratic systems. You know, Chuck Schumer the other day talking about how much money they needed in New York to be able to take care of, you know, 1,000 new migrants or something like that. It's one of these things where, you know, look, this is this kind of system that they believe in. They're happy to have people come here illegally and then end up in Medicaid and on all these different welfare programs because they want to sustain them, and they believe that that's totally fine to just keep spending taxpayer dollars and just throwing it at these problems, as opposed to doing the things that need to be the steps that need to be taken along the border that border Democrats will themselves tell them to take.
I'll tell you what, I look forward to talking to you on the podcast about whatever's on your mind. Ben Domenech, go get his podcast, Ben Domenech Podcast, wherever you get them. Ben, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.
All right, when we come back, your calls, 1-866-408-7669. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Detaxify is the trusted tax relief solution that has an A+ rating with the BBB, 5-star rating from Google, and specializes in the IRS Fresh Start program.
If you have years of unfiled back tax returns or owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state, the government has the power to garnish your wages, freeze your bank account, and in some cases, they can now revoke your passport. This is John Dandy, president of Detaxify. Detaxify specializes in the Fresh Start program, where we help struggling taxpayers get out of collections or settle their tax debt. If you're being audited audited or dealing with threatening letters from the government, you may need professional tax relief representation. My team at Detaxify can stop the tax collectors and stop the threatening letters from the IRS or state. Call me now for a free consultation.
Call now, 800-601-7780. That's 800-601-7780. Detaxify offers a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Call now, 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man who found a diamond ring on the beach in Florida and was able to get it back to its owner makes today's Dean's List. Joseph Cook found the ring worth over $40,000 while he was using a metal detector to find possible treasure. After realizing how much the ring was worth, he posted a video on his social media and called all the local jewelry stores looking for people who may have lost a ring. 2 weeks later, he got a call from an unknown number. It turned out to be a couple from nearby Jacksonville. They did a FaceTime call and the wife was in tears, so grateful that someone had found the ring. Joseph met up with them and happily returned it. Joseph says this past year he's been able to return other valuable items from the beach to their owners. He says, "Karma's good. Every time I return an item, I find something better. So I'm happy I could give the ring back." Joseph, you are an amazing human. You made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, "Hymie Town."
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, healed some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I have caused anyone discomfort, created pain, that was not my truest self. If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my jaw bell lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Ryan White, director of the new documentary, Good Night, Oppie. The film follows the journey of Mars rovers, Spirit, and Opportunity, with archival footage and interviews. Angela Bassett also tells the story through journal entries.
Angela, we credit as featuring because I see her as playing the voice of NASA.
It's an inspirational story about the rover whose mission lasted so much longer than expected.
And I think there's something really magical when you say to someone, it's about a robot on another planet who was supposed to live for 90 days and she ended up living for 15 years. I think it evokes so much human emotion right away that people want to be a part of it.
White says it's a story about technology and legacy.
I think the power of this story and all of these missions that NASA does is the scientific legacy and the technology, the technological legacy will outlast all of us.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Christine's listening to WOKV in beautiful Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Christine.
Hey, Brian. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Early Christmas to you.
Thank you. I was listening to your comments and everything with regards to the immigrants. You know, having lived in Texas and I live in Florida, go to Santa. When he sent the migrants to New York and to Massachusetts, there was all kinds of complaints. They got 50. Try being, you know, Rick Scott or the Arizona governor or DeSantis and dealing with thousands of thousands. Now you got Schumer looking for a handout. If you want to be a sanctuary city, like they're saying they are, then you better be prepared to take them and don't ask for a handout, because the only people they're worried about, the Canadians, really, they're going to come down? They're not dealing with what the governors are down here in our states are.
Absolutely, and that's why they don't really know what to say. They want $1 billion in New York City, but they are supposed to be they say they're the safest city. They say they come one, come all, and you get to stay. You're not going to be arrested. Okay, take them then. And when you say, well, I shouldn't have them. Why should El Paso have them? You know, why is it fair to El Paso or McCallum? It is not. Here's Javier Palomares. He's the president of the Hispanic Business Council and a Democrat. Cut 31.
I'm a Democrat. I voted for Joe Biden, and I'm pleading with him to come down here and illustrate that he cares of the people of South Texas. They're everybody here, male, female, Republican, Democrat, every end of the spectrum here. Everybody agrees on one thing. This is a crisis, and we need attention from Washington. We need action from our leaders.
Would you vote for him again?
We'll see. But I got to tell you, the Democrats are going to make a Republican out of me.
And why would you do this? It's not bad policy. It's no policy unless your policy is, and Republicans are going to need to believe it, and I don't really have a strong argument against it, that this is intentional, that he wants to change America, that he wants illegals here, that believes that this land is everybody's land and you have a right to stay under some weird saying that's on the Statue of Liberty. But when you go through the Statue of Liberty, it's meant for people that go through the process. And when you go, well, in 1830, they did this, in 1850, well, we're in the 21st century. We're not a world government. If you just take a look at Australia's immigration laws, Japan's immigration laws, South Korea's immigration laws, Western democracies' laws in France, nobody does what we're doing, just let people in and then pay them.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more home pets.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends,
neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is starting to look more and more like Skid Row or any other U.S. city that's had a major homeless problem. When I was here last week, there was around 80 people between two blocks here by the Greyhound bus station. This week, it's around 150 people spread across about five city blocks now. There's people, too. You can obviously see some people behind me, but there's people in front of me, and there's people off to my left here. And that's just simply because there's just been a massive surge in illegal crossings. Even despite the fact that Title 42 is still technically in place. It might go away next week. It might be extended yet again. But for right now, there's clearly still a lot of people trying to get into the country during this border crisis.
And that is Julio Rosas from Town Hall, just noticing what's happening in Arizona, where they've agreed to take out the storage containers, replace it with the fence, but not fill in the gaps. Think about that. Why would you have an omnibus bill worth $1.7 trillion and have a little thing in there that says, provision that says, prohibited from building any type of border structure or security? Why would that be there? Why would you not permit somebody to fill in gaps in a fence? Dave Rubin is a deep thinker, host of the Rubin Report, best-selling author. His latest book is Don't Burn the Country, Surviving and Thriving in Our Woke Dystopia. Dave, welcome back. What are your thoughts about my deep question?
Well, Brian, you know, I wish I could say I was surprised, or I wish I could say, boy, I can make some sense out of this thing, or anything that the federal government does at this point makes any degree of sense in a sort of pro-America way. But this is consistent with what our federal government does with virtually everything. The way this thing is being rammed through, the ridiculous expenditures, the types of things that you're talking about, we're going to defend other people's borders, other countries' borders halfway across the world, but not defend our own. Unfortunately, this is how D.C. works, and I think that the saving grace in all of this, of course, is how our system is set up with federalism, and hopefully Arizona and Texas and some of the other border states will start figuring out ways to defend themselves properly and govern themselves properly. I think you can see a bit of that happening in Arizona. You definitely can see it happening in Texas. But even if you look at Texas just this past week with, you know, these hundreds of illegal aliens that showed up at the Texas El Paso airport, and they're down there sleeping there. Nobody cares. It's only covered by Fox. And it's like, man, if Abbott sent them up to Martha's Vineyard, we have a week-long story that everybody's going to freak out about. So I think this is just consistent with how the media operates and, unfortunately, how the federal government operates.
So, Dave, is this intentional? The sense is there's nobody could be this incompetent. So they really want 4 million people they don't know in our country?
Yes. You know, this good intention thing, I'm really over it. I think a lot of people think that these people have good intentions and they're just confused, or they don't really understand what the issues are or what's going on at the border. Whether that's true or not, I mean, first off, good intentions, the highway to hell is paved with good intentions, right? The road to hell. So it's irrelevant at this point. But I would say they cannot be this negligent. It would be almost impossible. You would just have to go down to the border once, which perhaps is why Joe Biden refuses to go to the border, to see what's going on there. And I think ultimately, you know, it's a somewhat cynical way of looking at things, but I think the Democrats do want more illegals here so they can give them more stuff so they can vote for Democrats. You know, it's not really rocket science, and I don't think anyone could be that inept. I mean, Brian, do you think anyone could be that completely inept? It's almost impossible.
See, the whole thing with Donald Trump didn't want a wall, and then you're only giving him $1 billion. He needs $10 billion to build a wall or something to that effect, to finish it. And they give him a 1.8 every year. I remember Paul Ryan saying, you know, just for this year, we're going to get it in the next one. They didn't want to give Donald Trump what he ran on. But now that Trump is gone, and they see this influx, and it's to their advantage to have control at the border, and maybe to their advantage to allow Dreamers to become citizens, I thought, you know, they're over that. But the fact is, and you have Chuck Schumer on record saying we've got to build a wall, and you have Harry Reid saying how farcical it is to have this whole chain migration. It makes no sense. And what happened in the last 20 years? Why? Who got to them? What changed?
I mean, that's the gajillion-dollar question. Like, what causes these people to change en masse and sound like the guys that they were opposing 20 years ago and all that stuff? The irony of the Trump situation is that Trump, there's a lot of evidence of this. There's been books written about this. Trump would have negotiated on the wall and virtually every single thing that the Democrats wanted. He was willing to meet with the Democrats at any point. There's a famous quote, I'm just estimating it roughly here, where Schumer basically said, we cannot give him a win, meaning that if Trump wants to negotiate on the wall and he's willing to say, okay, X amount of Dreamers, Schumer just refused to take the meeting, as did Pelosi, because they knew anything that they gave Trump would be thought of as a win for Trump. So that's unfortunately where the Democrats are at this point. And now we're seeing the fruits of what happens when we have a Democrat administration, you know, with the presidency. They simply do. I just don't believe they don't care. Like, it's not that they don't care. It's that this is exactly what they want to happen.
So President Zelensky comes to town. Dynamic had a press conference with, I was just talking to Will Cain about this, some of the dumbest questions and some of the most benign questions possible. Such a disappointment. Where's that question of what are our allies doing with the money? What does victory look like? Do you have to take Crimea for this to stop? You couldn't get any of that. But the one question was, you know, why only one battery of Patriot missiles? If you're going to give a missile defense, give them missile defense. And he said, well, I got to worry about our allies. Got to keep our coalition together. So the allies want most cities raised? I don't get it. Dave, no doubt about it, some Republicans are not for this. I don't know where you stand. Trey Gowdy weighed in last night, cut 10.
I think there's a small group of Republicans and others in the conservative movement, if that's the right phraseology, that Brett's having a really hard time deciding between a pro-West democracy in Ukraine and a Russian thug who kidnaps Americans and wants to start a world war. They're just ambivalent as to which side to pick. So, you know, I think Zelensky is here to say thank you to the American people. I think he's here to say, look, you don't have to wait until we're about to lose to give us what we need. And, oh, by the way, if you want a contrast with Vladimir Putin, here I am.
So what's your take? Are you the Matt Gaetz sitting on your hands?
I don't know what to make of that by Trey Gowdy. I mean, I completely disagree. You know, Zelensky came in last night as if he was in charge of the United States and our money, demanding things, demanding more weapons, demanding more money. We're going to give him everything he wants. But, you know, the unfortunate part here is we've had guys like Mike Lee and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and a couple others who have been asking for receipts. Where is all this money going? What are we doing? Why are we not spending this money here? We're not getting any receipts on any of this stuff. We're about to give the guy a whole bunch more money. And, Brian, you know, at the end of the day, we can give him all the Patriot missiles known to man. We can, you know, arm him to the teeth. And, you know, Vladimir Putin has nukes. So the idea that, okay, if we just arm this guy and we endlessly arm this guy and Russians take some losses, and even if they go into a tactical retreat, that somehow gives us a win, you know, it's a tough compromise to get a win with a guy with nukes. So unless we're giving Zelensky nukes, and I'm pretty sure we're not there yet, this seems very, very short-sighted to me.
Right. Yeah, I feel differently, and I will say this. He had nukes, and Ukraine said, if we give up the nukes,
right,
the UK and US will watch their security. And guess what? They got invaded, and we gave them MREs and blankets for 10 years. They took Crimea, and then they just decided, we might as well just take the whole country. I saw the way these guys acted. They're probably not going to do anything, and NATO's so divided. After all, they weren't even informed that we were pulling out of Afghanistan. We just pulled out and left them there, and then they had to scramble to get their people out. I will say this. I was able to acquire this information that we have been doing an accounting. The GAO has been tracking the military and humanitarian aid. This is according to somebody there. No one is fighting even having more. No one's fighting about more oversight. They say that they are looking at all the equipment early on. It was not reaching their intended units. There was concern, but it was a distribution problem, not corruption. They say the stuff is getting to the front lines. The guys are fighting very strong. I'm under the belief, Dave, that they are going to go from Moldova. They're going to go infiltrate into the Baltics, and they were just going to keep on going, and they're going to have tanks in Germany. And this is going to be a replay of what Russia always does, unless they're confronted. And this little thug, who's a mini Stalin, finally gets exposed as the hollow giant that he is. And his military sucks, has not been modernized, they don't want to fight, and they don't know how to fight. And a nuclear weapon would have him, the whole country, wiped out in a matter of seconds because they're surrounded by nuclear powers.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually in terms of where my heart is, I'm with you on that. That's what I would like to happen. I believe that nations have sovereign borders. And by the way, if you want to pin some blame on a lot of this, you sort of referenced it, but you know, whatever it was 10 years ago or so when Russia went in on Crimea, Obama did nothing. So we had already violated what our agreement was when they gave up the nukes years ago. But at the end of the day, we can keep ramping up a war. We've done this many times in all parts of the world. You can always ramp up a war. The question is, if Putin has his back against the wall and feels like he's about to lose this thing. And by the way, he knows if he loses this thing, he loses the country and he ends up dead. I mean, that really is how this thing goes with a despotic leader like him. So I just think we have to be wary of what really the end game is, as opposed to always talking about ramping it up. That's not to put any kindness towards Putin or denigrate what the Ukrainians are going through. But I just think we have to really think this thing through clearly when the guy has, you know, the ultimate weapon.
Yeah, the other thing would be missile defense is defense. You're not, you know, there's attack-ems that could reach Russia, and we're so concerned about the Ukrainians getting angry and starting blowing up Russian cities, we don't give it to them. I actually think that's a mistake. You got to be able to trust these people who are supposed to be your ally. But having missile defense and missile defense, if knocking Russian missiles out of the sky is provocative, guilty. You know, they aim at hospitals and schools. And the Ukrainians say, I want to fight your troops. And if anyone dies that's a civilian that I have not heard of, it's a mistake. So
yeah, I'm with you on that. There's an absolute stark difference between, you know, weapons that are to go in and take over territory and weapons that are to defend your citizens. And again, I just think we have to have a real assessment, an honest discussion in the United States with all of the problems that we have here and inflation and everything else. You know, in essence, by the time this bill goes through, we'll have given, you know, Zelensky basically $100 billion. Now, the question is, all right, could they have done it with 80 and maybe we could have spent some of that back home or 70 and 30 or whatever it might be? I just think the average American is looking at this and listening to Mitch McConnell, I think it was yesterday or the day before, saying that the number one priority on Republicans' minds is the war in Ukraine. And, you know, I'd like to think that I have a pretty good handle on what, you know, most Americans are thinking. I don't think it's in the top 10 or 20 for most people, quite honestly.
So I want to bring you to this. The FBI blasts back a conspiracy theorist behind the Twitter files. They claim there's nothing to see in these communications. So they respond to go like this. The FBI has responded to Twitter files revealing that the agency regularly contacted employees at social media giants to notify them of accounts that may or may not constitute violations of the terms of service. They told Fox News that the agency didn't ask Twitter employees to take action based on information provided. And so the information was provided so that Twitter employees can make a determination on their own. The problem with this, and you have a ton of problems with this, is that those right-wing activists at Twitter, left-wing activists, feel totally differently. They're under oath. Yoel Roth, that right-wing conservative, claimed in a sworn declaration to the FEC in December 2020 that he felt compelled to censor the Hunter Biden laptop and label it coming in from hacked materials based on information FBI agents had given them at weekly meetings. Elvis Chan, a supervisory agent for the Bureau, insisted in deposition in November that none of his agents specifically mentioned the Hunter Biden laptop. But guess what? Yoel Roth says, no, they mentioned it. So they're trying to cover their tracks, and the people on their side are not covering their tracks.
Of course, and they're also playing a lot of linguistic games like, yeah, sure, we didn't specifically say take this down, but we did call them and talk about these things. You know, I would recommend anyone watch Goodfellas or The Godfather or The Sopranos or any mafia movie ever. You don't automatically, as a first strike, walk in and burn down the building or kill the guy. You walk in and you give him a subtle warning. Boy, it would be a shame if, you know, your wife didn't come home tonight or something to that effect. And that, in essence, is what the FBI did here. We're going to contact you. We're going to tell you what we're looking at. And boy, it would be nice if that stuff disappears. And then lo and behold, it disappears. So their dismissal of this thing, you know, to call us all conspiracy theorists or misinformation experts, whatever it is that they said, is really dismissive. All they had to say was, boy, you know, this stuff has come to light and it is something that we've been doing. And here's why we've been doing it. And we appreciate the concerns around free speech and the First Amendment. But instead, they do exactly what the media does with all of us, which is to constantly gaslight us. You see that the government has some sort of collusion with big tech, and they tell you that you're the crazy person.
And right, the two crazy people, this guy Elvis Chan, is a real piece of work. They're going to continue. Yep. They're going to stay on course for the 2024 election. So they're doubling down. Dave Rubin, that's why your podcast is the Rubin Report is so valuable, and that's why you're a best-selling author. Dave Rubin, thanks so much.
Brian, have a Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you in the new year.
You too. Absolutely. On TV and radio. When we come back, I'll take your call. Man, every line is jammed. 1-866-408-7669.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Good morning, Phoenix. Action Network wants you to start your day off right
by speaking up
against bullying.
People can be bullied for all kinds of things.
Who they are, where they're from, what they look like, or what they believe.
That's called identity-based bullying. If you see a student being bullied, be supportive. Ask if they're okay and invite them to join you. You can be an ally
and make a friend.
Friendship.
Visit StopBullyingSpeakUp.com
and redraw your world without bullying.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
This is Fox on Justice. A small construction business in Kansas says it's owed millions of dollars by a state-owned company in Vietnam for work it did more than a decade ago. Starting in the early 2000s, Hall Brothers, Inc. paved dozens of miles of highway in the communist country. The company received partial payments at first, but then those payments stopped coming in. Now, Hall Brothers chair Dick Kistner claims it's owed nearly $38 million for labor, supplies, travel, legal fees, and more.
It affected how much we could do over here in the United States because we had to send money over there to keep that going.
Kistner says other U.S. companies are in the same position. He wants the Commerce Department or another government agency to get involved to get the Vietnamese company to pay up. In Chicago, Grady Trimble, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the cast of the new Hulu series, Welcome to Chippendale. Kumail Nanjiani leads the true crime drama as the founder of the Mail Review, who let nothing stand in his way building an empire.
I did a lot of, like, prep figuring out how to play a guy who makes decisions that are immoral and unforgivable. And so you sort of, you know, create a worldview that leads to someone doing that stuff.
Annalie Ashford's research held a challenge.
This is actually a character that we had no information on. The only thing we could find about her was one photo.
The dancers did train in a Chippendales boot camp where Murray Bartlett worked on his choreography.
But yeah, I had to like bust out some of those moves. So I definitely worked hard with the choreographer to try and nail those. And you know, like sometimes having to do the routine mirroring the dancers and then turn around and do it the way that they're doing it.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
You listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I got a few minutes here. I want to get to as many calls as possible. Hank, you listen on WNIS in Virginia Beach. Hank.
Hey, Brian, how are you doing? Happy holidays.
Same to you. You talk about Ukraine, too, giving up the nukes in the 90s, right?
Yeah, but it goes back further than that. You know, when Roosevelt was there, they had to, everybody, when you did the Holocaust, you think of the poor people in Poland and Germany. Yeah. It was awful. But there was a Holocaust in Ukraine, and Roosevelt did nothing. But I'm moving forward to when, what's his name, when the Budapest Memorandum, so when Bill Clinton went over there and the Premier of Russia and you had the Prime Minister of England, you know all about it. We talked about this last year. What'd they do? They guaranteed their sovereignty. They took the weapons. And what happened?
They lost Crimea. And then they lost their country.
Lost Crimea. So in 2012, Obama went over there, and there was a hot mic, and he said, tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility after the election. 1 year later, he rolled into Crimea. We did nothing. And now present day, Biden, what does he say? Oh, it all depends if it's a minor incursion or a full-blown invasion. That's like getting a little pregnant. Something ain't right, because the poor Ukrainian people, they're very strong, but they just can't take much more of this.
Hank, you're so right. That's why you're the highest concentrated military community around. You guys are so learned, and it goes back generations in your family. John, WNIS in Virginia. Hey, John.
Hey, Brian. What's concerning to me is recently the allegations where money was given to Ukraine. That money found its way back to Sam Bankman-Fried. Sam Bankman-Fried really messed up and got caught. And now we're learning that that money, some of that money, quite possibly went back to the leaders in both parties. It's not just a Democrat or Republican thing. Leaders in both parties received money. And what I'm afraid of is there's not really going to be any real investigation because the people who benefited from this money will not want to be known to have benefited from it. It looks
bad. I would say, Tony, nope, there's no winners. There's just losers in this event. We're losing money. And the credibility of Russia, they look like thugs and terrorists, and they are. The reputation of Ukraine as fighters is growing. But for the most part, no one's going to gain from weaponry, selling weaponry, Patriot missiles, whoever makes them. This is just to get a belligerent power that has designs on the rest of Europe in check to save a generation from another world war.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Has the weather caused you to become a last-minute shopper?
Inflation is driving many consumers to put off shopping until the very last minute. For the first 2 years of the pandemic, many were buying earlier in the season, afraid of not getting what they wanted because of shortages of products or delays in deliveries. They also had more money to spend thanks to government stimulus checks and child care credits. But this year, higher prices on everything are squeezing shoppers' budgets and pushing them to postpone their buying. A quirk in the calendar has encouraged procrastination. With Christmas falling on Sunday, consumers have had all week to shop. John Scott reported.
A battering winter storm knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses across the U.S. In New York State, Governor Kathy Hochul says almost every Buffalo fire truck was stranded in the snow, 22 inches in that city. At least 18 deaths around the country attributed to the weather that's left millions worried about spending a dark Christmas. As China grapples with a wave of COVID mass infections, emergency wards in small cities and towns southwest of Beijing are becoming overwhelmed.
Some hospitals are turning away ambulances. Relatives of sick people are searching for open beds, and patients are slumped on benches in corridors and lying on floors. Medical resources in China's villages and towns, home to about 50 million of China's 1.4 billion people, lag far behind those of big cities. I'm Julie Walker.
The Taliban government in Afghanistan ordering all foreign and domestic non-governmental groups to suspend employing women. It's the latest restrictive move by Afghanistan's Taliban rulers against women's rights and freedoms. He says that any NGO found not complying with the order will have their operating license revoked in Afghanistan. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Fiji's new prime minister was sworn in Saturday, more than two decades after first holding office.
Back in 1987, Sitiveni Rabuka led two military coups in Fiji. A few years later, he was prime minister, and now he's back again after a nail-biting wait, given that Fiji's election was well over a week ago. There has been much discussion behind the scenes, and it all came down to the small Social Democratic Liberal Party, which holds the balance of power. It has thrown its support behind Mr. Rabuka's People's Alliance Party.
Meanwhile, Facebook's corporate parent has agreed to settle a lawsuit involving transfer of user data to Cambridge Analytica. Meta Platforms, the holding company for Facebook and Instagram, will pay $725 million to settle the allegations. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The government's Highway Safety Agency says it's sending teams to investigate November crashes in California and Ohio involving Teslas that may have been operating on automated driving systems.
The probes bring to 35 the number of crashes investigated by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration since 2016, in which either Tesla's full self-driving or autopilot systems likely were in use. The California crash occurred on Thanksgiving Day, involving eight vehicles on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. The Ohio crash happened November 18th near Toledo, when a Tesla Model 3 crashed into a highway patrol SUV.
CES Jeremy House reporting. CEO Elon Musk says he will not sell any more shares in Tesla for at least 18 months in an attempt to comfort shareholders of the electric vehicle company who've watched their stock lose nearly half its value since October. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade Show. coming to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. This hour, we're going to go inside Georgia politics and the nation politics as Doug Collins joins us. Remember, he was a former ranking member at the judiciary. He was also in the majority for a while. What do the Republicans have to do to pick a speaker? Colonel Andy Milburn is standing by, too, chief executive officer at the Mozart Group, doing some great work in Ukraine and elsewhere. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This is an FBI that we now know has interfered in two presidential elections. Okay, and if you want a reminder about just how much it interfered in 2016, go and take a look at some of those John Durham transcripts from the trials.
Right, fighting back and failing to convince. The FBI firing back at Twitter files by saying they were just doing their jobs, focusing on foreign entities in their elections and making suggestion. Well, facts are stubborn things, and they lead me down a different path. I will explain.
Number two.
$250 million bond. It is only secured by the parents' house worth $4 million. That makes zero sense. $4 million would be the actual bail amount.
Right. $250 in bond is posted, but a $4 million house is collateral. Bailed out. Yes, crypto creep Sam is freed for now as the man who blew billions awaits his fate, and his ex-girlfriend and co-founder pled guilty and have turned on him. Why do I get the feeling this Democratic mega donor will get a slap rather than the slammer?
Number one.
It is the big media that has conditioned the American people to not understand the complexities of what's happening at the border. You couple that with the Senate deal, which was passed basically with a twink and a nod, allowing this program to continue.
Yeah, that is Byron Donalds, an up-and-coming star on the right. Time is running out for Title 42, and the Supreme Court could make a decision today. Either way, when it's done, a massive wave is going to come streaming in from Mexico to overwhelm a border that's already overwhelmed. That's the Christmas present we can count on, and Joe Biden is solely responsible, even if he doesn't remember that he is. With me right now is Colonel Andy Milburn. This week we are talking about Ukraine, thanks to the visit from President Zelensky, where he says, guys, just arm me and I will win. Colonel, welcome. What have you, first off, for our audience, what have you been able to do in the Ukraine with the Mozart Group?
Hey, Brian. First of all, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so far it's going up and down here, as it is in most areas of Kiev. Yeah, so very, very quickly, Brian, the Mozart Group is an organization of mostly U.S., U.K., former special operators. We have some conventional guys, too, with specialized skills. You know, the bottom line is the most important trait we say among the guys you bring in is emotional intelligence. And that is because what we're doing is fairly hazardous. We're doing two things, Brian. We are training Ukrainian troops near to the front line. By that, I mean within artillery range. And you may say, why the hell are you doing that? That is simply because if you were a Ukrainian brigade commander, you can't afford to take your guys off the line for more than 4 or 5 days. About 80% of the guys on the front line right now have received little to no training. You know, they are sustained purely by their courage, their cohesion, their belief in each other. But obviously that's not enough. And that's why, A, the Mozart Group exists. That's the first reason. The second is we evacuate civilians from frontline areas. And when I say that, I mean frontline areas. I mean literally in direct fire range of the Russians. We have been Russians have opened up on us a number of times, not just with artillery, but with machine gun fire. And I say that only, not out of bravado, but just to explain who the Mozart Group is, why we exist, and our niche, essentially in Ukraine, are the most hazardous tasks when it comes to training Ukrainian soldiers or evacuating civilians. Hopefully that answers your question.
Hey, Colonel, what does it say about your opponent? Andy, what does it say about the Russians that they're shooting at you guys and shooting at civilians?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's no, I don't think it's any secret to your listeners that the abuse of civilians is not just permitted; it's institutionalized within the Russian military. We see that within the occupied areas that have been liberated, evidence of massacre or torture. Jails, what are called filtration prisons. We see it in the way the Russians treat their prisoners. We see it in the way that they target anything moving, anything moving, Brian, in the combat zone. We've been attacked by Russian fighters. We've been attacked numerous times through drone-directed artillery, so there can be no mistaking the fact that we are driving around in civilian vehicles. There can be no mistaking our mission. We don't carry weapons. We're simply pulling civilians out of bad areas.
And you're calling me from Kyiv?
I am, yeah. Kyiv is actually our R&R spot. It's actually where we come for a break, although it may seem a little strange to anyone. Not living in Ukraine right now, because even Kyiv, as you know, the power is out for a lot of places for the majority of the time.
I just want to know if you can give everyone, our audience, an idea of what it is like in Kyiv. We hear the infrastructure has been targeted. We also hear that you guys keep on bringing it back up, whether the Ukrainians do. So what is the state of the infrastructure there in the nation's capital?
Well, the Ukrainian electricians are unsung heroes of this war, because the one of the problems here, the electricity grid, is Soviet. It's a Soviet-era grid. And sadly, when a transformer goes out, the only place it can be replaced from is Mother Russia, which is no longer Mother Russia to Ukrainians. So it's a systemic problem. I will tell you, though, that here in Kyiv right now, looking across the city, there is plenty of electricity in plenty of areas. Everyone gets electricity for a portion of the day, and that is quite an achievement. Because, as you know, the attacks on infrastructure continue daily, cruise missiles and drones. The fact that the electricity, that power is still on to the extent that it is a remarkable testament to the resilience of the Ukrainians.
Colonel Andy Milburn is helping out the people of Ukraine try to win this war. I want you to hear Vladimir Zelensky. For one thing, were people in Kyiv able to hear President Zelensky address the joint session of Congress?
Yes, for the most part, it was on Ukrainian television.
How was it received?
They're all very familiar. Well, I got to tell you that the Ukrainians are very grateful to the United States. But, instead of money, instead of just tons and tons of defense articles, they wish that the U.S. administration would just focus on those five things that Zelensky mentioned, or four things that he mentioned as being top priority in his speech. Those are long-range precision drones, both strike and reconnaissance. The ATACMS missiles, which have a range of 180 miles and can be fired from the HIMARS launcher. Main battle tanks, F-16s. All of these things were requested. And, unofficially within DOD, these requests have the support of U.S. military, but for some reason the administration is still terrified of escalation, which makes no sense. We're either giving lethal aid or we're not giving lethal aid. If we're giving lethal aid, it makes no sense to carefully meter out what we're giving so that the Russians have time to adapt and then get ahead. We either embrace Ukrainian victory or we say you're on your own.
I want you to hear General Jack Keane's assessment of what's going on right there at this state of the war. He also does ISW. Cut 26.
This is what Putin is counting on. He submitted, he knows now, to a protracted war. There's no quick victory here. And he believes that he can outlast the Ukrainian people, the Europeans, who he believes will eventually take a knee because economic energy security issues, and the lack of political support in the United States will gradually over time evaporate. That is what Putin is counting on. He thinks that plays to his hand because he can keep providing people and equipment and ammunition to his forces.
So can he do that? Is he outlasting the Ukrainians? Is he outlasting Europe?
Yeah, Keane's 100% right, unfortunately, Brian. The Russians are they're not winning this war, but the longer that they can simply delay, the greater chance they have of arriving at a stalemate, which, as Keane points out, is a de facto victory for Putin. So time is on the Russian side. The only way the United States and NATO can avoid a long, bloody, protracted war that's going to end up basically defending freedom to the last drop of Ukrainian blood. The only way the United States can avoid that is to embrace the prospect of Ukrainian victory, go all in on these weapon systems, go all in on training, all right, using proxy forces or surrogate forces or PMCs, call them what you will, such as mine, who already have access in country, who have already proven that we're operating within the bounds of U.S. foreign policy, embrace us. We have access. We can provide unlimited training where it is needed near the front line. Unless the U.S. government embraces all of these things and stops having kind of a very incoherent stutter-step policy, then this war will last a very long time.
So, yeah, as much as – what about Europe? I keep hearing Germany should be giving more. I know that Poland has done a lot. But not many people, France and company, not many people are coming across with their fulfilling their pledges.
Yeah, well, funny thing is, though, Brian, that all of those countries that you just mentioned have contributed niche systems that get the attention of the Ukrainian people. With the Germans, it was air defense systems. With the French, it was the Caesar long, the long-range self-propelled artillery. And the Poles, it was their defense systems, too. So, the bottom line, it gets back to this, is look to see what the requirements are. Zelensky has stated very clearly what the requirements are. Meet those requirements. Don't worry about spending billions of dollars over and above that. Meet them requirements, and it's going to suit everyone's policy. But this current kind of approach is incoherent, and the pressure, the energy pressures on France and Germany, as Keane points out, are simply going to grow.
Yeah,
unity within NATO right now, but it's fragile.
Yeah, but my only hope is that they never go back to buying anything from Russia again, because it's not in the national interest, and it'll make us look like fools for doing that.
Well, we need energy independence within Europe, and the U.S. has been pushing that for a while. Germany simply has ignored it. This should be the final lesson for Germany, that Germany can no longer claim independence and yet be dependent on Russian energy.
And they're burning coal and wood. But Andy, let me just get this. How would you characterize your opponent?
Yeah.
I keep hearing that the Russians are ill-trained, they are not motivated, and they're running out of people. When you guys clash, when the Ukrainians clash with the Russians, how would you say the Ukrainians do?
Well, the Ukrainians do very well. Look, man for man, the Russians have nothing on the Ukrainian military, to include the Wagner Group, all right? And by the way, Wagner Group, the rumors about them putting prisoners in the front line, they are not rumors. The first two assault waves, typically, talking to the Ukrainians here, are composed of prisoners. But the point is, yeah, they're no match. Infantrymen to infantrymen, they're no match. But unfortunately, this war isn't all about infantry. It's about artillery. And artillery, the Russians have, as the old saying goes, quantity takes on a quality all of its own. The Russians have an unlimited amount of artillery ammunition. I know we keep hearing optimistic rumors that they're running out. I would like anyone who really believes that to visit one of the towns in Donbass during a barrage and announce that same point of view. Yeah.
So the attackums. Andy, the attackums, I understand, go a greater distance, and the U.S. evidently is concerned that they're going to start hitting Moscow with them. Do you think that's a legitimate concern?
Yeah. Brian, no. Come on. I mean, NATO already. Of course, that's what the Ukrainians want to do, but NATO already puts a proviso on the weapons that NATO is providing Ukraine. That they are not used to strike Russia. The United States is in exactly the same position and has all the leverage in the world to say, hey, here's the deal, guys. You hit Russia and all deals off, man. You get nothing more. Ukrainians know not to bite the hand that feeds them. Plus, they've got their own. They're developing their own long-range weapon systems, not in great quantity, but enough to take care of some of the infrastructure they're concerned about in Russia. So why not put that proviso? And by the way, having a score or more, or relatively few HIMARS launches is nothing. Nothing. You need at least one launcher per brigade on the front, perhaps even one per battalion. When you start getting above 100 HIMARS launches, you start talking about ATACMS missiles. You start talking about long-range drones. Now you're talking about game-changing technology.
Right.
All right. Now, I get it. The main battle tank and the F-16, they come with they come with a lot of maintenance, training requirements, and they're not going to be fielded in a sufficient quantity to be game changers in time in this war. But certainly, you know, I wouldn't looking ahead. And by the way, on that point, the Ukrainians are actually probably ahead of us because they're not looking at the sort of main battle tanks that we have, the M1A1. Remember, it's late 80s. It's 80s technology. They're looking at the next generation, which are unmanned tanks. And the guys, these are supremely technologically savvy people, and they are ahead of us in many ways. So I just say, you know, arm them, literally, arm them.
I'm with you, Eddie. All in or all out.
They've got the will, they've got the resilience, they've got, you know, they've got the savvy and determination. Let's give them what they need to win.
Well, Colonel, you're doing great work.
Churchill saying.
I'm so glad you're over there.
I was going to quote Churchill, but it was before you were on my time.
All right. Andy Milburn, Chief Executive Officer at Mozart Group, retired Marine Corps 2019, Deputy Commander of Special Ops Command Center, the headquarters for all U.S. Special Operations in the Middle East. A rich background, putting all your skills for the Ukrainians. Colonel, hope people are listening. I wish people at this administration would go all in. Colonel, thank you so much.
Yeah, please reach out to me on Twitter. I'm at AndyMilburn8. Andy Milman 8, and thanks very much to you, Brian, and your listeners. Keep up the great work for the cause.
You got it. Colonel, thank you. When we come back, your calls, and then at the bottom of the hour, we'll go inside the Republican Party, their mission, with Doug Collins, former Georgia congressman. This is The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base, it's The Brian Kilmeade Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide. Plus, when you use code SIZZLE at checkout, you get an extra $40 off your order. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship curated special take-the-guesswork out of gifting packages right away. So beat the rush and be a holiday hero. Shop omahasteaks.com. Use promo code SIZZLE at checkout for that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman from North Carolina who had her very first birthday party makes today's Dean's List. Lorraine Summey lives at Somerset Court, an assisted living facility in Cherryville. She just turned 105 years young. Jody Lanford, who works at Somerset Court, posted on Facebook that Lorraine had never had a big celebration because growing up, she stayed at home to take care of her younger siblings. And when she got older, she never asked for one. Not only did she get her wish finally, but she also received over 1,200 birthday cards from people all over the country and as far as England. Lorraine had her dream come true with line dancers, square dancers. The Facebook post also said, from the bottom of our hearts, thanks to each and every one of you who took the time to write a birthday card and make Miss Lorraine's birthday wish come true. Lorraine, happy birthday. You made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Dierks Bentley, who I caught up with at this year's CMA Awards. We spoke about all the collaborations of the night, as he's done many collaborations in his career. I asked what he takes from that as an artist, how he can be inspired and learn from other artists, both established and new.
The first thing about just fans, like, you're watching a show that you're never going to be able to see anywhere else. You know, you're not going to see me and John Party and Lainey Wilson singing a song together. You're not going to see Patty and Loveless and Chris Stapleton. So from a fan's perspective, you are seeing a once-in-a-lifetime type performance, whether it's on TV or in the house.
He told me about his new album on the way.
I got a record coming out in February. It's kind of a combination of my 10th album. It's a combination of all my sounds, I feel like. It has some bluegrass, has some traditional country, has some more modern stuff.
And with the holidays coming up, Bentley also shared his favorite tradition.
Thanksgiving, I'll be in Arizona eating Mexican food, and that's my Thanksgiving meal for sure. I'll be in Colorado maybe a little bit for Christmas, seeing some friends out there, and get in the snow. But we're already playing Christmas music.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think it should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to Bruce, listening on WSB in New York. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, I love your show. I listen to it almost every day. It's one of the best.
Appreciate it.
Give me 60 seconds, please, please.
Hurry up.
Thank you. So we're talking about the SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried, everybody knows, and the crap that went on there. And we got to remember one thing. Southern District of New York will never hurt any Democrat at all, serious liberal Democrat. They will only hurt conservatives, Republicans, Trump people, Trump-related stuff. So he's going to get off really light. That's pretty obvious because he's protecting his people. I get that. We all get that. However, two things. One, even if he's convicted and slap on the wrist, goes to jail for 6 months or less or whatever.
Bruce said there's no way. He's got to go more than 6 months. I think it's more, maybe if it's less than 20 years, I'd be shocked. But still, that's easy.
Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The retired general, he's now CEO of Wounded Warrior Project and has been for a few years now. And Danielle Green, Wounded Warrior, who I was able to feature in my book, It's How You Play the Game, and have a chance to meet you at one of an award ceremony again at Wounded Warrior Foundation right in New York City. General, predated you. You were actually deployed at the time I think we were doing those award ceremonies. Great to see both of you.
Thank you.
So, first off, Danielle, before we get your story, you work for Wounded Warriors now, right?
I do, 7 months and counting.
So a lot of people think, hey, we're not in a war. It's not raging anymore. You know, we pulled out of Afghanistan, went terribly, but that means things like the Wounded Warrior Project don't need as much. That's just not the case. General?
We're the need is greater now than ever before, Brian. As I said this morning on network show, up to 50 a day are signing up for what we provide, and that's a variety of programs and services that first and foremost connect veterans together with each other in their communities, give them opportunities to regain that sense of camaraderie and cohesion that they had when they were in uniform. That's what Danielle brings to the table. She hosts many of those gatherings and then help them heal mind, body, and spirit.
So why does that matter? Because a lot of times people want to forget. You always hear about the World War II veterans, and they say, well, I don't want to bring it up anymore. I go back to my other life, and that's the old war. I want to turn the page. Why, when you come back, do you think it's important not to do it like that?
Well, I think it takes sometimes years. Sometimes it takes 10 years. Veterans have a plan when they take off the uniform. Sometimes that plan doesn't work out. It usually involves either education or employment. For those that have faced trauma, whether in life or in combat, sometimes that trauma, you know, manifests itself years later after you run into some challenges in your own relationships, in your own job, in your own health. And that's what we do. We help those veterans connect and
through programs.
Heal. That's exactly right.
Right. So, Danielle, you moved. They got you to Florida.
Yes.
So you're not freezing in Chicago anymore or Detroit. So, Danielle, when did you become a member of the military? When did you become Specialist Green?
I became a member of the military in 2003. I decided that I was ready to serve, and so in 2003, I pledged to serve my country.
And that's a little different because, I mean, here you are, a college basketball player at this place called Notre Dame, and you were probably one of the best high school players in your area. What did you do in high school as a player?
In high school, I was pretty dominant. I was the team on the north side, Roosevelt High School.
In the north side of Chicago?
Yeah, north side of Chicago, yes.
What kind of results did you get?
Excellent results. It earned me a scholarship to go to the University of Notre Dame.
Your team did well, too?
Yes. All right. But I was All-State, All-American coming out of Chicago.
So you talked about when you were younger, your dad was not a factor, and your mom had addiction issues.
Correct.
And you used to watch television once in a while when you weren't playing basketball, and you got attracted to the Notre Dame. Why? How?
I did. I used to watch Cole Saturday afternoons, and I just remember seeing a touchdown Jesus, which is a seven-story mural of Jesus with the, you know, touchdown symbols, and I just thought, you know, this place must be special. And as a kid, you need something to latch onto. You need hope when you're in that type of adversity, you're going through something. So I thought that place was special, Notre Dame. And during the commercials, I would see military commercials. And I thought, you know what? If I don't go to the University of Notre Dame, I'm going to serve my country.
But also, General, isn't it interesting that you're in adverse situations? A lot of people get involved in that. And Danielle saw that and said, that's not what I want. Just as a person.
That's unbelievable. As I think you said in the book, it's the story that you should make a movie out of. I mean, what she went through in Chicago, get to Notre Dame, and then after Notre Dame, joining the military, tons of opportunities she wanted to give back. It's just a fabulous story.
So, Danielle, you saw adversity. You walked through the glass and those horrible courts to play and develop your game. But you never developed two hands, and you were used to scoring. And when it came time to Notre Dame, you didn't necessarily – that wasn't your role.
Correct.
And you had trouble making the adjustment.
I did. The game was quicker. The rigor – people forget Notre Dame is an academic institution, so the rigor was very tough. And then just acclimating. I had an injury, and I thought coach was just hounding me. But little did I know that would prepare me for something bigger, you know, when I went to the military.
Rebecca Lobo told me that she was a player of the year eventually. But when she first got to the University of Connecticut – Gino Auriemma was riding her mercilessly, and she was calling home all the time saying, you know, why did he recruit me? He hates me. And the mom finally said to her, why don't you go up and ask him? And he went up to her, and he goes, he was befuddled. He opened up a drawer. He said, I asked you your goals. You know what your goal was? To be the number one player in college basketball. How else did you expect me to get there?
Correct.
And that's pretty much what Muff McGraw was seeing with you.
Basically, it was like, hey, you wanted to come here. We saw talent in you. You can be the first to graduate from your family, and I was the first to graduate on time from my immediate family. So she saw that in me, and I got a chance to try out for the Detroit Shock, made the final cut, but didn't quite make it.
You didn't end really good on great relations with her, did you?
I didn't, but, you know, over the years you mature. She matures, I mature, and, you know, we're buddies now. I have her on my telephone now. If I want to play golf with her, I can call her. Of course, when the weather gets better, we can play golf together. We have that type of relationship now.
So then after you don't make it with Detroit. Are you engaged at the time?
No, I was not.
before you joined the military. So you decided you joined the Army.
I taught for 2 years. Okay. I taught at a charter school for 2 years, and then I decided that I was getting older, and if I was going to do it, I needed to do it now.
So you got deployed into Iraq?
Yes, in 2003.
How long until you got hit in Iraq?
It was 4 months later, May 25th, 2004.
What happened?
I was patrolling on top of a rooftop. I believe it was Al-Sudun in central Baghdad, Iraq. And moments after I arrived to the rooftop, two RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, hit a barricade below. I grabbed my weapon, and the next RPG hit me, and I fell to the side.
What happened? What do you remember?
I just remember being very angry that I was going to die in this awful country. That's how my thinking was. And I just lay there waiting to die. And at some point, I realized that I wasn't going to die, and I remember saying a prayer. And my prayer was just that I survive and that I wanted a child. And believe it or not, I felt a surge of energy hit my body, but I was too weak to get up. I could see that my uniform was tattered with blood everywhere, and eventually my teammates came to perform first aid and got me to
safety. You lost your arm.
I lost my arm, yeah, I did, my left arm. So I was devastated for a little while, but then, you know, I had friends in Germany, you know, at Dornstuhl to say hello. I talked to Coach McGraw, then I went on to Walter Reed, and that's where I first was introduced to Wounded Warrior Project.
Right, and the one thing, General, that she leaves out is the fact that you really found out what a team was. When that team went back to the kill zone to get something that you were missing, what was it?
Yeah, so my comrades found out that I lost my wedding rings. I had just gotten married several weeks prior to. They went back up to the rooftop against company commander's order, and they found my hand under several inches of sand, and they were able to return it to me in the green zone when I woke up.
And then one of the nurses was surprised. They knew who you were. And you had a connection to Notre Dame.
That was in Germany.
In Germany.
Yes.
And called your coach. What did the coach say to you when she got on the phone?
Coach was just in shock. Because when I was keeping in touch with her in Iraq as well, people don't know, we still kept a relationship, and she didn't think I was in harm's way. So when she received the phone call, she was in shock. But then I just told her, hey, coach, I'm okay, but all those years you wanted me to use my right hand, now I have no other choice because I lost my left hand. And she just went silent.
That is awesome. So how did you find the Wounded Warrior Project?
Wounded Warrior Project found me. So from Germany, I went to Army Medical Reed, and I was devastated, probably even broken. And someone came to my bedside and welcomed me home and provided me with a backpack that I have today. I still have the backpack today, almost 19 years later, and it had essentials. The general here likes to say a Walkman, but they had a CD player, gym shoes.
All that stuff we don't need anymore.
All that good stuff, yeah. And so that gave me hope, and that gave me purpose, because you heard about our Vietnam veterans being left behind. But I felt like with this organization, they were going to be there by my side, and they built a community and that connection early on when we were coming back from Iraq. And so for them, I'm profoundly grateful.
So you got her into a program, got her a sense of meaning. When did you really should be a good employee, General? Actually, you were deployed at the time when she was there, but
warriors like Danielle that come back and serve their brothers and sisters in arms is what sustains our program. We still have the backpack program in Landstuhl. Service members are still getting
you come back, injured. You have no clothes.
You have nothing.
You have no clothes.
As Danielle said, they cut all your clothes off. They leave all your gear. You get there with a hospital gown that's open in the back, and there's nothing there. So it gives you a sense of a personality, and then for your families that fly over, you know, in an instant with nothing, a travel pack for them as well, and it just helps them. More important than the backpack comes the promise that we'll be there mm-hmm. with you throughout your recovery, however long it takes, and mm-hmm. we'll help be there with you for the rest of your life.
Therapists, psychologists, do you hook up with the real-world community to try to get people like Danielle? Josh, she didn't need one because she works for you. But
Brian, we do the full gamut of programs from initial connection in the hospitals through connection back in their communities. We then provide a variety of no-cost programs and services, mind, body, and spirit. Think physical health and wellness, mental health, obviously the Invisible Wounds of War are huge, and then jobs, right. Benefits, counseling, mm-hmm. emergency financial assistance help you regain your sense of purpose and also your ability to feed and lead your family.
So when the men and women come up to you, both of you, you as an officer, maybe they used to saluting you, but they're used to serving with you, right?
Correct.
So what kind of things do they say to you?
We need benefits. Benefits is huge. Just that connection, that engagement. I like to add something, too, why Wounded Warrior Project is needed. When I came home, our VA is great. Don't get me wrong, but they didn't have the resources to help me adjust with my amputation. So Wounded Warrior Project came and said, hey, we will build you an adapted bike. And so that's why Wounded Warrior Project
is important because of the innovation. A lot of the programs that the Department of Veterans Affairs has is for retirees.
Yeah.
Whereas Wounded Warrior Projects, a lot of our events take place when we get off work and we connect the families.
Donations provide that bike, right?
Bikes, correct. And especially over the holidays, Brian, it really gives families of our warriors something under the tree. We've done more than 1,000 connection events just since October. Those connection events are gift baskets, food drives, stocking stuffers, and then giving our alumni, we call Danielle and her, you know, the hundreds of thousands we serve alumni, they get to give back in the communities as well. So going to hospitals, food pantries, orphanages, giving back as well is a big part of regaining that sense of purpose.
When Iraq, the surge worked, and then we pulled out too quick, and then in comes ISIS, and then we pushed back a little bit, but it was a lot better when we left initially. And then in Afghanistan, you guys' surge was effective reasonably. We were there. And then a new administration comes in and decides to pull out. Danielle, how much harder is it knowing that the country you left isn't as much better off as you'd hoped it would be when you left?
You know, I talked to quite a few veterans who were just devastated by that.
Afghanistan,
they were devastated how we just left. And all you do is try to console and soothe them.
Say, hey, I lost my arm there.
Yeah.
I lost my leg.
Yeah, you try to point them in the right direction so they don't go out and do something catastrophic or hurt themselves. But you try to empathize. You try to stay positive. You know, be thankful that you are alive and pray that the rest of our troops get out of there in one piece.
So, General, there's about 70,000 Afghans who we got out of there. We're looking to get expedited citizenship status or visa status for them. I think it's a great move. Lindsey Graham thinks it's a great move. A lot of Republicans don't. They think it looks hypocritical if we're so concerned about the southern border. How can we just make these people, bring these people into our country and say, become one of us? What do
Brian,
you say?
We have to figure it out. I think as a country, you know, we could not have achieved our mission in both Iraq and Afghanistan without our allies that supported us, certainly our interpreters, our partners, government partners. We need to get them back as well. And I know
so
a lot
do
of,
a thorough background check, but then once they pass it, let them stay.
Yeah Brian, the pullout was very quick. We got some back, but we need to get them all back. And whatever the administration can do and the new Congress is, we're fully supportive of that. Of course, we're focused on our nation's wounded, ill, and injured. But as Danielle said, you know, when you lose a battle buddy, a brother or a sister in arms, I just pray that the book isn't fully written on Afghanistan. What the Afghan people gained over 20 years.
You gave them 20 years.
They understand freedom, women and girls especially, schools, freedom, opportunity to educate. That's very hard to keep that crushed, and we'll see where it goes in the future.
But I would say this. I think that your generation of fighters, Danielle and you, General, as commanding officer, are as good as any. I mean, you're professional soldiers. The way you're able to adapt to the battlefield and the most brutal enemy possible, it isn't the old fad. Not that it was easy before, obviously. But what you guys were able to do, and then when you see the Russians struggling the way they are right now and the people we train, the Ukrainians, the way they're performing, the innovation you've done with weaponry and safety and battlefield, I just think that people are focused on when we left Afghanistan and that we decided not to preserve our gains with the surge. But overall, Danielle, you have to feel that this generation really affords themselves well.
I think so. But like General said, we got to keep the focus here on our veterans that are coming in now, our active military duty, and just keep the focus. Because if you go someplace else, then it just opens up Pandora's box. Got to be careful
right.
with that.
But I do think the people that serve deserve credit being part of this elite force of Generation
Warfighters. Absolutely.
Right. And especially when you think that just take for granted another country that's supposed to be formidable is dealing with 1930 tactics and medical, and the way they have little regard for their soldiers, leaving bodies on the ground. The Ukrainians had to pick up the Russian bodies. We view the remains as valuable as the person.
I think the opportunities for today's young people to be part of something bigger than themselves, aka the U.S. military, Brian, are profound, and I just hope that in the future every warrior that I've ever spoken to, whether they're wounded or injured, invisible or visible wounds, warriors like Danielle say they would do the same thing again, all over again, because they know what it means to protect our country, and they know what it means to give other countries the opportunity for freedom that Danielle's service gave to the people of Iraq.
Would you do it again, Danielle?
I think I would. It was the 7-year-old girl's dream So why? Yeah, I would do it again. I just wish I could have done ROTC in college.
There you go.
Wow.
I do. I wanted to do it, and they said, no, you're here on a basketball scholarship. That's the only thing I can walk back.
That's not easy being that talented. I'm sorry. I'm here on a basketball scholarship at Notre Dame. I can't get my hair cut in March.
She would have made the all-Army team, believe me.
Absolutely.
The men's team.
So listen, if people want to give to Wounded Warrior, where do they go?
WoundedWarriorProject.org, Brian, WoundedWarriorProject.org. Tons of ways to get involved in your community, help support community events, especially over the holidays. And if a veteran's listening today that needs to get connected with some of the programs and services that Danielle talked about, please go to the same website or call our resource.
And do something good for the holiday season and give to this great organization. General Mike Linnington, thanks so much. Danielle, thank you. Great to see you, Danielle Green. Again.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors, and all sizes are on sale. For example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there's a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Westwood to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Or call 800-653-7485 and use promo code Westwood.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Taking as many penalty kicks, shootouts, and otherwise as any player in the history of the World Cup. In the 1,003rd game of his entire career, the most important kick of his life to date. Rolls it in. This would put Argentina on the brink of winning the World Cup. Yes! Over 88,966 fans at Lusail Stadium, Gonzalo Montiel can win the World Cup for Argentina with this kick. Yes!
And just like that, the greatest game you'll ever see. And I think if you watched it back, and even knowing the outcome, I think you'd see the same thing. And then you factor in the fact that two of the best players in the world, one at 35, one at 23, playing against each other, and France defending World Cup champions, and the place packed, two-thirds of which pulling seemingly for Argentina. And then you have this greatest player ever, one of the greatest, wondering if he's ever going to win a World Cup, and he gets to the final after getting upset in the first game by Saudi Arabia. They call that the greatest upset in history. So they gave the whole country of Saudi Arabia the day off the next day. After that, that was in the group play, not even in the knockout round. And to come all the way back and win like that, pretty amazing. Especially when you have an upset like that, you get to panic. Argentina just did just the opposite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.